Coverage of high school football is brought to you by our Sunny 101.3 Sports Booster. Kickoff is just moments away here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSD Sports Radio Network. It's now time for tonight's pregame show.
Good evening. It's time now for high school football on Sunny 101.3. Tonight, it will be the Auburn Bulldogs at Fairbury to take on the Jeffs. Auburn coming in here after an 0-4 start. They've won the first two games of their district season and have hopes for a district title to get into the playoffs. Fairbury, they're having a tough go of it this year. They are 0-6 on the year. However, they did play their best game of the year last week against Wilbur Claytonia. Coming up, we'll hear from Auburn coach Tony Jantz to get his thoughts on tonight's matchup and things to come for the Auburn Bulldogs. Dylan Hendricks and I will have all the action for you coming up. Kickoff at 7 o'clock. It's Auburn at Fairbury tonight on Sunny 101.3. Back with a visit with Tony Jantz, head coach of the Bulldogs, after this two-minute timeout.
Bacon, ham, ring bologna, hot links. We don't just make them. We win with them. At Den's Country Meats, our small-town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage, with the international trophies to prove it. Family-owned, Nebraska-raised, world-class. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Frontier Bank is here to help you manage the financial side of your life. Through the investments we offer, we use local deposits to reinvest in the form of loans to local families, farms, and small businesses. One of our basic purposes is to combine the resources in our community to stimulate the local economy. When you invest with us, you're investing in your community. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
Welcome back to our pregame show. It's time now to visit with Tony Jantz, head coach of the Auburn Bulldogs. Again, Auburn on the road tonight at Fairbury. It's a place that you get to go. Seems every other year, coach. They've been on the schedule for quite a while, it seems. Fairbury 0-6 coming in here. They're having a tough year, but it's a very important game for your Bulldogs.
Absolutely. You know, they're a tough team that showed last week that they're not an easy out playing Wilbur within 1 point. And so they're a team that has continued to get better throughout the year. And we know they're going to play tough. They're going to play aggressive football. And they're not going to come just waiting for the season to be over. I've been impressed by the way they've continued to battle throughout the year. So we know we're going to be in for a fight. And so we got to be prepared for that.
What do they do as far as offense? Pretty balanced? Well, do they go pass or run heavy? What's the deal with Fairbury?
Yeah, if you take the entirety of the season, they've been pretty balanced in terms of production. There's been games where they've been more pass heavy, games they've been more run heavy, depending on where they've had success. So obviously we'd like to try to make them one-dimensional, and I think that plays to our advantage. But we got to be ready for anything. They've got a good senior back that particularly last week showed he can do some good things. The quarterback's got a good arm on him as well. So we got to do our job throughout the defense and trust our teammates and stay within the system as far as that goes.
Tell me a little bit about your defense, Coach. I think it was kind of last week. I think maybe your defense caught as many passes as the offense for the other team. Whole bunch of interceptions. That's always good to see.
Yeah, our defense has been improving throughout the year. And last week was a week we really thought maybe we could be tested within the secondary. And those guys answered that challenge really, really well, getting four interceptions. Krugelitzia, senior DB for us, getting three on his own, and he returns one of those for a touchdown. So those guys did a tremendous job last week, and we know they're going to be tested again this week, and hopefully are ready for the challenge again.
As far as the teams match up physically, anybody have a size advantage?
You know, I think we have a little bit of an advantage size-wise up front. They try to counter that by putting a lot of guys in the box. With their defense, it allows them to be kind of flexible, multiple with what they do, and they're going to bring a lot of pressure there, and they're aggressive in the interior. You know, what they lack in size, they make up for, like I said, with aggressiveness and physicality. So our guys have got to be ready for that challenge. You're going to get a lot of different looks. We got to have our eyes up front, make sure we're picking up blitzes and things like that.
And here we are in week 7. I haven't had a chance to watch your Bulldog team play yet this year. Coach, what are you going to do tonight? Run it, pass it? What am I going to see?
Hoping to be somewhat balanced, but, you know, always establishing the run is important. You know, if we're going to be one-dimensional, I'd much rather be one-dimensional on the side of running the ball. But we're hoping to have some balance. And, again, if they're going to load the box, we got to be able to do some things to take advantage of that as well.
And traveling to Fairbury, it's not the worst trip you're ever going to make, but it's a ways out there and always an interesting place to go.
It is a bit of a trip. We've been a little bit, you know, we got some experience with that mm-hmm. this year. Last year we had a pretty easy travel schedule. This year it's flipped a little bit where we have five of our games are on the road, and we have to travel a little further than we did last year. So our guys at least have been through that. You know, we started the first two games right off the bat on the road. So I think these guys understand how to approach that challenge.
Mm-hmm. Coach, if you would, just a couple of keys to the game tonight if things are going well for your Bulldogs.
Well, again, defensively, I think we just got to trust one another, do our job. Nobody freelancing. I thought that's what we did a good job of last week. Offensively, avoid the big mistakes. Again, with what they do defensively, there's times that they're gonna get you caught in something that you're just not going to be able to account for. But what we got to do is avoid the big mistakes, the unnecessary mistakes, and avoid the turnovers as well as far as that goes.
Well, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck to the Bulldogs tonight.
Thanks, John.
We'll be back with more of our pregame show after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
School Spirit really does pay. Since launching in 2017, F&M Bank's Spirit debit card program has given back over $50,000 to Falls City schools. Every time you swipe your Spirit card, you're supporting local students, teachers, and activities while enjoying the convenience of F&M Bank. It's just one more way we make local decisions, provide local solutions, and stay focused on what matters, our community. Get your Spirit debit card today at F&M Bank and keep the hometown pride going strong. F&M Bank. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, plumbing and sewer cleaning at your service, bringing comfort from our home to yours with offices in two locations, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska. Services are offered at residential and commercial levels. Co-owners have 40-plus years of experience, and their crew includes licensed journeymen and master journeymen. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Airstream Heating and Cooling in Falls City, 402-245-5083. In Auburn, 402-414-7083.
It's Friday Night Lights, and Mead Lumber is proud to bring you the Game of the Week. From the first snap to the final buzzer, we're building more than projects. We're building community. Whether you're upgrading your home, tackling a big build, or just need the right tools for the job, Mead Lumber has you covered. Cheer loud, play hard, and remember, when it comes to quality service and hometown pride, Mead Lumber is right here, building community with you from design to finish.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome, everybody, to Fairbury, Nebraska, the home of the Jeffs. Tonight, it is Class C1 football. The Auburn Bulldog taking on the Fairbury Jeffs. Auburn coming in here 2 wins in a row, 2-4 on the year after a very, very tough start to the season with some really, really good competition. Fairbury coming in here looking for their first win of the year. I'm John Nixon, along with Dylan Hendricks here. It is We'll see what kind of game we get here tonight. Fairbury played their best game of the year last week, and Auburn needs a win to stay in the hunt for the district title, Dylan.
Should be a great game tonight. Fairbury played well on defense last week in their game versus Wilbur. Held Wilbur to just 13 points, and actually Fairbury went for two late in the game in the win. Unfortunately, didn't convert, and so they come in, 0-5, 0-6 on the year, but like you said, played their best game of the year last week.
So we'll see what happens here tonight. Lots of festivities going on here. We got all kinds of, I don't know if they're big enough to be junior cheerleaders, Dylan, but there's a lot of little cheerleaders down here for Fairbury. The band dressed in their Jeff band uniforms. I've not seen those before. And we are getting ready to do introductions here to the crowd, I believe. Kind of a little mystery here exactly what we're going to do first. Oh, we're going to do lineups. All right, well, let's join them. Let's do the lineups. First of all, the visitor of the Auburn Bulldogs on offense tonight for Coach Tony Jansen. The left tackle, Noah Hanley, 265 and a junior. The left guard, Caleb Cover, 200-pound sophomore. At the center position, Cameron Becker, 220 and a junior. Right guard, Carson Levine, 180-pound senior. And the right tackle is Caden McLaughlin, a 200-pound senior. The ends, Crew Galicia, 155 and a senior. Shane Hanley is the tight end. He is 165-pound senior. We have a Wyatt Tanner at receiver, 165 and a junior. In the backfield, a quarterback, Brenton Wenzel, 165 and a senior. Clayton Brown, a one running back. He's a sophomore. And Draven Lamb, another junior at running back. He is a 195-pound junior for the Bulldog offense.
Taking a look at the Bulldog defense, starting off in the trenches, Caleb Cover and Cameron Becker. Cover, a 200-pound sophomore, and Becker, a 220-pound junior. At the linebacker position, Caden McLaughlin, a 200-pound senior, and Noah Hanley, a 265-pound junior, as well as Draven Lamb, 195-pound junior. Also at the linebacker position, Shane Hanley and Riley Dickerson. Hanley, 165-pound senior, Dickerson, 165-pound senior as well. And in the defensive backfield, Crew Galicia, 155-pound senior, Tabor Rademacher, 150-pound junior, and Lane Jones, 155-pound sophomore.
Offensively for Fairbury, Dylan, I'm going to ask you to remind me of this left end. CJ, you told me a long ago, and I wrote it down somewhere, but I've lost it.
Goking,
okay. I don't know where I put it, but I wrote it down somewhere. CJ Goking at left end, 175 and a senior. The other end, Gavin Girth, 140 and a senior. In the offensive line, Garrett Rolfe, 235 and a senior. Left guard is Lucas Livingston, 200-pound junior. Center, Peyton Arner, 245 and a senior. The right guard is Renee Monterusso, a 230-pound senior. And the right tackle, Parker Jake Jacoby, 250 and a senior. In the backfield, Dalton Jones will be the starting quarterback, 140-pound sophomore running back. So we will certainly see a bunch of backs. It's going to be Conrad Kozelka, 175 and a senior, and Nick Smith, 130-pound senior, in the backfield for the Jeffs to start the ball game.
For the Fairbury defense, starting off in the middle, Parker Jacoby, a 250-pound senior. On the defensive ends, Garrett Rolfs and Jacob Nippert. Rolfs, a 235-pound senior, and Nippert, a 200-pound junior. At the linebacker position, Conrad Kozelka is an outside linebacker, along with Trace Guzman. Kozelka is 175-pound senior, Guzman, 185-pound junior. Jarrett Wilhelm, man, the middle linebacker position, 185-pound senior. Also at linebacker, we have Jerk Manns, 180-pound junior. In the defensive backfield, at cornerback, Nick Smith and Gavin Girth. Smith, 130-pound senior, and Girth, 140-pound senior. CJ Goking is your safety tonight, 175-pound senior.
The introductions have been made to the crowd on hand here tonight at Fairbury. They're getting ready for the national anthem. While they're doing that, we'll take a two-minute timeout and be back with the kickoff coming up on Sunny 101.3.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
You are the reason we are here. Community Medical Center, Falls City, Nebraska is more than just a hospital. We are a trusted partner of highly trained professionals providing health care for your entire family. Offering a full range of clinic and hospital services, CMC has the latest diagnostic and treatment options, helping you live a healthier life. Serving others, caring with compassion, making a difference. That's our mission, and that's our commitment at Community Medical Center, Falls City.
Attention nurses! Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, Nebraska is hiring. We have multiple full-time positions available with a generous sign-on bonus. Join our dedicated team and enjoy competitive pay, competitive health care, and great benefits. Don't miss this chance to grow your career while making a difference in our community. Apply today at Johnson County Hospital, where your future begins. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more.
When looking for a bank in southeast Nebraska, the best is right off Highway 75 at Auburn State Bank. From that first savings account to retirement IRA, we've got the services that allow you to bank with us for life. Looking for that loan to secure a new home? No need to go anywhere else. We've got you covered. We're Auburn's hometown bank. Our decisions are made right here in Nemaha County by folks who know your name and care about your future. Auburn State Bank. Locally owned. Local solutions. Lifelong service. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Sunny 101.3.
Here at Fairbury, John Nixon and Dylan Hendricks with you tonight. If you're looking for Falls City Tiger football tonight, it's on our sister station, KTNC, 1230 AM and 107.1 FM. The Tigers are at Syracuse tonight, taking on the undefeated Rockets. Randy Gatula and Cody Schwong up there. Unfortunately for Tiger fans, at halftime, the score is 33-0 in that game. Syracuse with the lead in that game. They are a powerful team, and they are tuning up for a game next week with the Auburn Bulldogs. All right, ready to go here at Fairbury. I'm John Nixon, along here with the hometown boy, the old homie tonight, Dylan.
Back in Fairbury.
Is there anybody here you don't know? All right, the Bulldogs won the toss, so give us the football, please. So they will have two men back there deep for the Bulldogs. Conrad, well, let's see. Back there deep should be Clayton Brown and Lane Jones, 8 and 9. All right. Which one is which? Still don't know, 8 and 9. Can't tell which one is which from the side. But anyway, ready to kick it off. We'll tee it up. It's 11-man football. We'll tee it up at the 40-yard line. And the kick away, and it's going to hit and be brought back from about the 18-yard line, bringing it back up the field, Clayton Brown. Brown's got running room out across the 25, the 30, and a late flag coming in from the far east side of the field. Probably take that ball back from where it ends up, out at the 38-yard line.
Looks like a buck in the back here on Auburn on the return, which unfortunately sets up a little bit tougher situation. A good return there for the Bulldogs.
There's a man in the white hat. There he is. Not sure what that signal was. Oh, I think we got more than one.
Two flags on Auburn.
Oh, yeah, there's one
flag
over here. Okay. I saw the one come in from the far side. There's one over here on the near hash mark as well. So instead of being at the 38-yard line, Auburn will start out first and 10 back at their own 20. Oh, it's from the 22. Oh, my.
Yeah, I think Fairbury accepted the personal foul there, so it'll move them back 15.
Goodness.
From the spot of the foul. So
it's Auburn first and 10 of their own 6-yard line, it looks like, here. Well, let's see.
On the 10, maybe?
Set the ball down, sir. The 11. Let's call it the 11-yard line. All right. Brent Wenzel brings him over the ball for the Bulldogs. He'll split two right, one to the left, bring it in motion, and a quick out side coming over here with the football. Wyatt Tanner makes the catch. Tanner runs out across the 20, and he's knocked down right there.
Jared Wood on the stop there for the Jets. And for Auburn, it's an offense that has started to put up some points here in their last couple of games since they entered district play, and they like to go fast.
All right, the Bulldogs back over the football again here. This time it'll be a Crandoff over the left side. and forward for a couple of yards on the play. Not much more that time will be at Draven Land.
And one thing you won't see here at the game tonight much is Auburn huddle up. They like to go fast on offense.
All right. Now we've got three men in the backfield with the quarterback. The handoff goes off this time to Wyatt Tanner, the wingback. He moves around the left side, and he'll pay for carrying that one. Not much there for the Bulldogs on first down. It'll bring up second down at about 10.
And it's a Fairbury defense who arguably played their best game of the year last week, holding Wilbur to just 13 points on the game. And so it's a defense that knows they're going to have to hold Auburn tonight if they want to have a shot in this one.
All right, Bulldogs over the football. This time they've got two receivers left, one to the right. Man in motion coming across from the left to the right, turning up the field, and Wenzel rolls right. He throws his pass complete across the 30, across the 25, caught out there again by Wyatt Tanner. He's been in front of the offense earlier, and it will be a game of about six.
Jarek Mann's nice coverage there. Hit him right after he caught it. Didn't let him get to the open field. It'll bring up a big third down here for Auburn.
All right, Bulldog football. Here's a quick throw to the left side this time. And out across the 30-yard line, they go with catch. And it'll bring up third down.
Short here on fourth down. An interesting decision for Auburn, whether they go for it here. They're deep in Jeff's territory, just out across the 30. So we'll see if they decide to go for it or kick it away here.
Might have been Galitzki on the catch there. I think it was. We'll figure it out here. Here we go. Fourth down and less than one. Auburn line up to go for it at their own 31-yard line here in the first quarter of action tonight. Motion man going across. Snap it back to the quarterback. Handing the ball off. Running the left side for the first down. Raven Land, the 195-pound kicker. He'll pick up three or four. Good to move the markers.
You heard Coach Jansen in the pregame talk quite a bit about how they want to be pretty balanced this game, running and passing-wise, and they've done some passing it on first down, running it there on fourth.
Again, Auburn ready to go. Shotgun set. They're going to overload the right side. They're going to have one running back stand behind the quarterback or beside him. And a long one up the field on the right side. He's got a man open, and Wyatt Tanner not quite able to stretch out far enough to get that one. It falls incomplete, brings up second and 10.
Might be able to say Nick Smith on the coverage there for the Jeffs, but, man, he had about 2 or 3 yards on there. Pass just a little bit long. Bring up second down, but Fairbury 3, fortunate there not to give up the long touchdown.
Get you guys back in the studio to turn your mic. Now we hear you better than we do ourselves here at the moment. So 9:09, the clock stopped on the incomplete pass. Two receivers on either side of the field, man coming in motion, and the handoffs forward again to Draven Lamb. Lamb plows forward for about a yard, nothing more this time. Fairbury defense playing tough.
Trey Guzman there on the stop for the Jeffs. Bring up a long third down here, and one thing, for key for Fairbury is not to give Auburn those third and fourth and shorts. We know they like to run it up the middle. We know they can, so make them throw it here on third down.
Kurt Galitzia brings the play in for the Bulldogs on third down. They're going to call it third and 8 on the scoreboard. All right, we'll line up in a twin receiver set to either side. Motion man across, coming across there is going to be the Bulldogs. Going to roll to the right side. Wendell's going to load it up and throw long for Galitzia. He is up in the air. The defender makes contact with him as the ball arrives. It falls incomplete, brings up fourth and long.
And I think that was the same play they ran about 2 or 3 plays ago. I had Wenzel roll out here to the right side. Just that one a little short, not long, and Galitzia not able to bring it in. Auburn will punt it away here.
Punt formation for the Bulldogs. The punter should be Caden McLaughlin. Deep man for Fairbury. Back there should be Nick Smith, perhaps, or James Porter. We'll find out. When they turn to this point, here's the snap. It's a good one. They'll hit the ball about the 26. It's a high spiraling kick. Comes down to the 26 on the other end, and a great tackle made down there. Nothing doing as the return man catches the ball and is hit and dropped right where he started, kicking the catch that time.
I believe, yes, that was James Martin on the return.
Lane Jones there on the stop for the Bulldogs, and he did a great job filling his lane. He was there right as Martin caught. There was nowhere to go. Brought him down without, you know, Martin running maybe 2 to 3 yards.
So the Jeffs start out of their own 24 with 8:14 to go here in quarter number one. No score. Dalton Jones, the quarterback. Take the snap, turn, hand the ball off. First man through there is still fighting for yardage. He's ganged up on. And nowhere to go. He'll have maybe short yardage here as that is Conrad Kozalka. Kozalka gets maybe a half a yard on the play.
Jeff's definitely going to try to control the tempo here tonight. Nippert does like to sling it around a little bit. 33 of 65 on the year, 382 yards, 5 TDs to 4 interceptions. So not a lot of passing success, but he does like to throw it a little bit.
Over the football, Dalton Stone, quarterback. Left hand mark, they're going right to left towards the north goal here in quarter number one. Flip back, turn, hand the ball off, and running into the backfield. Good for a first down. Hand the ball straight ahead. That time, it's going to be six, number two, 130 pounds here. Gets a hole and gets the first down. Steps out. 37
line. Wyatt Tanner there on the stop for the Bulldogs, but man, once he got through that hole, he really kept his legs a chugging there. Good for a first down. And it's a Fairbury team who only averages 82 yards per game on the ground. He picked up about 10 there.
It's a 13 yard pickup from the 24 to the 37 here with 6:59. The clock keeps moving here in quarter number one. Stone, sophomore quarterback, and will turn and give the ball off again. First man pop into that hole is knocked down with nowhere to go.
Bulldogs did well filling the hole there. There was nowhere to go. That'll be a loss for the Jeffs, and great job there for the Auburn defense.
Smith on the carry that time loses yard, maybe two on the play. Again, Dalton Stone. I wrote the name, wrote wrong name down on one of my spotting charts here, Dylan. Watch me. Stone. Brings him over the ball. We'll split a man wide to either side of the field here. Quarterback under center. Second and 12 from the 35. Toss it back. It's Smith running the right side. Gets to the corner. And as soon as he turns the corner, he is hit and dropped. Maybe a yard on the play.
Bulldogs did a good job of kind of stretching that out there. First time the Jeffs have tried to run outside on the Bulldogs. A lot of the runs have been up the middle. That'll bring up third and long here. And as we talked about, Nipper can throw it around a little bit. So it's a Bulldog defense that has given up a few long pass plays for touchdowns, especially in that Wilbur game a couple weeks ago.
Third down and 12 now to go here for the Jeffs. Ball remain on the 35-yard line here. All right, let's see. We got a shotgun, pistol set, what have you. Snap it back. Quarterback takes a big drop and throws the ball down the field. It's caught on the Auburn side of the 50-yard line. And moving down the field this time is going to be Jacob Nipper on the throw. All the way down to the Bulldog, 35-yard line. A gain on the play of 30.
And Shane Hanley there on the stop for the Bulldogs. Hanley bit on the fake to go out, and then the wide receiver turned upfield, had him by about 2 to 3 steps. Great throw there. For Nippert, Hanley with the stop, but not before the first down.
So a pickup of 30 yards into Bulldog territory. Nippert calling the snap, high snap, gets it, grabs it, throws it down to the running back. Straight forward they go on the play, and inside the 35, about the 32-and-a-half-yard line this time. Once again, we are down there with James Martin, I believe.
And Fairbury doing a great job kind of moving the ball here on their first possession. It's a Fairbury team, you know, that comes in winless on the year, but pretty fired up for the game tonight. A heartbreaker last week like we talked about. And they're having no trouble kind of moving it on the Auburn defense here.
4:30 to go. First quarter, no scorer ball game here tonight at Fairbury. Second down 7 of the Bulldog 32-yard line. And again, Nipper takes the long snap. Hands it off, and the running back says, don't do that again, please. The defense got in there, and they bring it down. That time, in a hurry, was that Smith or was that 12?
I know it was Becker there in the backfield, and man, I don't know.
Leitner.
Yeah, I don't know. Leitner. I don't know that anybody
blocked anybody.
Blocked on that play. he was right there before he even handed it off.
So the Jeffs using plenty of players here, pretty early going. Third down and 10 now. Come over the football again in the shotgun formation. Snap it back to the quarterback. He's running. He's throwing left, and it's out of the flat. A flag goes down as the ball goes past the intended receiver down there, Nick Smith. See what this is all about.
And this will be an interesting one. There was really no receiver in the area. The receiver that was thrown to was open. It'll be a hold on the Jeff. Must have been on the line because that receiver, there was nobody around him. So a hold on the Jeffs. We'll see if they Auburn takes the penalty here, moves them back 10, or if they decline it and make it 4th and 10.
The referee says you got to take Auburn making the call here. No. Talking to the Bulldog captains. Got one referee over here talking to the coach. They're going to move him back 10, holding. And it will be accepted. And it'll bring up a 3rd and 20.
And I think it's one of those situations where if you take the penalty and move them back 10 here, they don't, pick up too many yards. They're going to punt it here on 4th coming up, but they would have went for it probably on 4th. Don't take that penalty.
And the Jets over the football, and they are going to line up to go for it here. Two receivers here, left side. Nippert calling the snap. He's got trips left now, throws it out there. Smith takes the pitch, and that didn't work out. He's going to lose 5 on the play, and it'll bring up 4th and 25.
Caden McLaughlin there on the stop for the Bulldogs, and, man, it's just another play where McLaughlin wasn't even touched, and by the time the Fairbury back got the pitch, McLaughlin was right there. There was nowhere to go. It's 4th and really long now.
So the Bulldogs come in back deep to receive a punt. There should be Clayton Brown, I believe. Fairbury in punt formation under Jarrett Wood, according to the information I got. Wood will punt it. It's going to go toward the east side, and they're getting away from it, letting it roll, and it's rolling inside the 20, inside the 15, and down to around the 12-yard line. A punt of about 38 yards.
And kind of for Auburn, back to where it all started that first drive, about the 10-yard lines where they started that last one. For Fairbury, one of my keys for them tonight was controlling the tempo, and here we are, 2:45 left in the first quarter, no score. Fairbury and Auburn each possess the ball once. Auburn getting ready to start their second possession, but you have to be happy, with the time and situation so far here for the Jets.
Well, here come the Bulldogs over the football now, ready to go. Let's put them in wide to the right. That's Wyatt Tanner. Trips right, one back, a man in motion from the right to the left. Option right, quarterback pitches the ball, running back coming forward out to about the 15-yard line on the carry that time, Draven Lamb.
And he won't be credited with the tackle there, but the Fairbury defensive back did a great job making the quarterback commit and getting the stop there. That was number 5, Brody Browett. So great job there for Brody.
All right, Bulldogs over the football again. 3rd down, or make it 2nd down and about 7 here. One running back on the hip of the quarterback. They'll give him the ball. He'll reverse it and run into the far side and carrying the football there. That time was Lane Jones. I believe that was number 9. And Jones will have short yards again on the reverse play.
I tell you what, great job there for C.J. Goking. Goking did not follow the reverse around to the opposite side. He stayed home, and there was nowhere there for the Auburn back to go. Auburn in a 3rd and, medium here, but something he'd definitely like to pick up, and Auburn really can't establish a run game right now.
So Bulldogs over the football again. Quarterback in the gun. Ocean man this time coming left to right. Turning up the field and wanting to throw and up the field and got a man open but overthrew him that time. Wenzel could not connect, headed down the field for Clayton Brown, and it brings up a fourth down and long for the Auburn Bulldogs.
And a huge credit here early to the Jeffs defensive backs. Auburn's taken about three or four shots down the field and just haven't completed any of them. Auburn to punt here, Jeffs the returner back at the 40.
So Auburn will punt from their own 15-yard line. They'll catch this right at the goal line or the one-yard line. Punt is away, and again, a spiraling kick. It's going to hit at the 45 and bounce up the field across midfield inside the Jeffs 45 to the 43-yard line.
We know it's a Jeffs defense that, like we said, played well in a couple of games this year. They've kept it close against teams with losing records like Auburn. In games against Fillmore Superior and Wilbur, teams 6-12 combined, the average score just 14-8, where in the other Jeffs losses, average record 16-2, and the score 46-10. So it's a Fairbury defense that can play well at times.
1:09 to go in the first quarter. No score here at Fairbury tonight between the Bulldogs of Auburn and the Fairbury Jeffs. Jacob Nippert takes the snap, turns, hands the ball off, and his running back tried to swing around the defender that got in there quick and brought down in the backfield, Conrad Kozulka.
Again, on the stop there, Caden McLaughlin, and man, he's playing well. These Jeff backs can't get outside at all. He's just right there every time they try to run it around the left side here. That's two or three times tonight he's been in the backfield.
So far, we've got a total of 17 yards rushing between the two teams here in the first quarter. 40 seconds go. Backs coming in. They'll stand on either side of the quarterback, a yard behind him in the shotgun. Receiver wide either side, may bring a motion man across. And it's an option to the right side. Quarterback looking. His running back is way too close to make a pitch. And hit and drop Jacob Nippert in the backfield. They did not get that spaced out well at all.
They didn't, and it doesn't help when you didn't block very well either on that one. Multiple Auburn defensive backs there in the backfield, and Fairbury moving the wrong direction. Again, that'll probably wrap it up here for the first quarter, but not a lot of offense here in the first.
That's going to bring up a third down and 19 when we return to Fairbury. You're listening to high school football, the Auburn Bulldogs tonight. On Sunny 101.3, KLZA Falls City and Auburn. Back after this 1 minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
October 5th through the 11th is National 4-H Week. Nemaha County Hospital wants to recognize the hard work and dedication of our area 4-H members and their leaders. Through hands-on learning in agriculture, leadership, and life skills, 4-H builds confidence and prepares young people to succeed for years to come. Join us in celebrating these students, their families, and their mentors who guide them every step of the way. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care every time.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Back here in Fairbury, it is 0-0 after one quarter here tonight. Fairbury football, they've got a third and 19 on their own 34-yard line here. Need to get to the Bulldog, 47-yard line. Snap it back, flag flies. The ball passed out to the left side, and it is incomplete. And we got a flag way down the field, so we're going to have offsetting penalties here, I would guess.
Yeah, it looked like maybe an illegal formation there for the Jeffs, but they'll be helped out a little bit by the pass interference call downfield.
So the officials huddling up.
Well, we got a little bit of time. I want to thank everybody for listening to your Mead Lumber Game of the Week. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner. The Mead Lumber Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Procedure call against the Jeffs. Pass interference against Auburn. We get an official do-over. Third and 19 again. So line it up, and here we go. Again, from the 34-yard line, near side, right hash mark. Fairbury going from the left to the right toward the south end zone here in quarter number two. Motion man out of the backfield, and Hibbert back drops. He looks. He scrambles up the field. He is hit, and he'll be dropped. And again, it's going to be a loss on the play of another yard, maybe two on the play.
Multiple Auburn defenders there, including Cameron Becker. And I tell you what, that Auburn defense have just been, especially that front four, just been swarming in the Jeffs backfield tonight.
So the ball is spotted at the 31. A loss of about three on that play. So it's punt formation again. It's a high hanging snap. Punter gets it downfield to receive it. It is Lane Jones, and the ball gets away. All rolls all the way to the 21. He picks it up, 25, 30. Flag down at the 25-yard line. Brown is brought down close to the 35, maybe the 36.
It was a good open field stop there for Parker Jacoby on the return. Of course, probably going to be coming back with the flag, but he had a lot of running room there.
Auburn can't get out of their own shadow of their own goalpost here in most of this first half.
I think they'll, you know, depending on what this penalty is, they'll start all three drives inside their own 25 to 20.
So the Bulldogs waiting to see what the call is, and again, block in the back. Auburn will have the football first and 10 at inside the 30. We're going to mark it down. Set down there, fellas. Now we're going to march it off from the 26. 1, 2, 3. There you go. 4, 5. We mark it back 10.
So, yeah. A starting field position for Auburn tonight on their three drives, the 10, the 12, and now the 16.
11, 17 to go. First half, no score here at Fairbury tonight. Bulldog football, Brenton Wenzel, the quarterback. Shotgun with a receiver to either side, two of them, running back on his hip. Motion man across the field, and a quick throw to the right side, making the catch out there, Clayton Brown. Brown's got some running room and a blocker ahead of him. He'll have a first down, and he'll be out to about near the 30-yard line.
And it was a good play, you know, there for Auburn, that little pass out into the flat. Here they go again, going quick. You know, they like to.
Going to spot the ball down to the 27. It's about an 11-yard pickup and a Bulldog first down. And again, option, hand it off, and the running back is hit, Clayton Brown. Nowhere to go. He was at the 28. He'll be down to the 26.
And for the Jeffs, you know, it's an Auburn team that likes to establish the run before they pass it. They're kind of a run-first balance team, but, man, they just can't get anything going on the ground tonight. Fairbury doing a great job of swarming the ball carrier.
Clock moving, 10.5 to play, first half, second and 12 for the Bulldogs. Tight end on the right side, two receivers that way, one to the left. Single set back, and back to throw it is Wenzel. He looks over the middle. Hit and knocked down after a short gain. He'll be back past the original line of scrimmage out across the 30 to about the 31-yard line, a gain of about five.
Looks like Gavin Gerst on the stop there. Great job again for the Jeffs, you know, hitting the receiver right after he caught it.
Third down. All right, here we go. Third down, 7. Wenzel back, looks, unloads over the middle, and off the hands of his receiver at about the 45-yard line. Intent down there for Clayton Brown again, I believe it is. He'll turn around here. We'll know for sure. That might have been out. It was Tabor Rademacher that time, the intended receiver. So it brings up 4th and 7.
And after a big play on their first play of the drive, another stalled drive for the Bulldogs. They'll punt it away here.
All right, here we go. Punting formation again. This is a lower kick, and it hits, and it goes inside the 40. It bounced off somebody. Who did it go off, a Jeff or a Bulldog?
It looks like it bounced off a Jeff. Gavin Gerst was running down there. Looked like it hit off his shoe. That'll be a first down for Auburn. Hey, there's your break. Out over the 50. You know, your starting field position, the 10, the 12, the 16. Now you're on the Jeff side of the field.
So Auburn catches the first big break of the game. They'll take the ball at the Fairbury 37-yard line. We've got 9:41 to go here in this first half. Bulldogs, people moving all over the field here. Now we're set. Quarterback, Brenton Wenzel, calls a snap, turns, He almost ran into his back. He hands off to Clayton Brown, and Clayton Brown found nothing but red jersey defenders in the backfield with him.
Jarrett Wood there on the stop for the Jets. He was through there, and he hit the linebacker no more than a second after he took that hand off. There was nowhere to go. And a great start here for Fairbury. You know, you could have came out a little deflated there on the turnover, but instead you get a big stop on first down.
It's a loss of four on the play. It brings up second and 14 now for Auburn. Clock moving at the 9:07 mark of period number two. Trips left, single receiver right, one back with the quarterback in the gun, motion man across this time. And Wenzel back. He looks. He's got pressure. He scrambles out of there. He's going to move forward, and he'll pick up yardage. He'll pick up about the five they'd lost. He'll bring up about a third and nine, it looks like.
And it's an Auburn team that's used to capitalizing on opponents' mistakes there. In that Wilbur game a couple of weeks ago, they scored about five touchdowns, and I think four of them started in Wilbur's territory. So this would be a big third down stop here for the Jets.
Third and nine, play coming in with Crew Galizia for Auburn. He'll split out. One setback, quarterback in the gun. He'll come out of there in motion, and it's a flare backwards to him, making the catch is Brown coming out of there. He got hit, the ball popped loose, and I think it went out of bounds.
Yeah, the ball just went out of bounds. That was a great hit there for the Jets. Unfortunately, Jerick Manns wasn't able to recover it before it went out of bounds. We'll bring up a fourth down here for Auburn, but one to likely go for. Man, that could have been a huge break for the Jets.
That ball spotted now at the 31, so it's a five-yard gain on the, well, it's a front because the lateral well behind the line of scrimmage that time. Fourth down and four from the 31 of Fairbury, and a play coming in late with Clayton Brown here for Auburn. Oh, no, that's nine. That's not eight. Excuse me. That's Lane Jones. He'll split wide right. One set back near left side hash mark. Motion man across, and a flag flies on the far sideline. Procedure against Auburn will make it fourth and nine.
Unfortunate there for Auburn. For those of you wanting to check in on our sister station, KTNC, the Tigers trail Syracuse 33-0. That one, 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. And I know you can't look ahead here for the Bulldogs, but a big one next week with Syracuse if they can come out of this one with a win.
All right, here we go. Bulldogs coming out of the huddle, fourth and nine. Galizia wide to the right. Two receivers on the near left side. Motion man going across there for Auburn to the right. Wenzel to throw over the middle. He's got a man wide open and no defenders anywhere around him. And all the way into the end zone for the touchdown for the Bulldogs. I believe that's Wyatt Tanner.
And I tell you what, John, that play was set up by the blitz. Unfortunately for Fairbury, that was a perfect play call for Auburn. They sent a couple backers right up the middle. And the middle was wide open. There was nobody there. Easy catch and run in for the score.
That'll come as a 31-yard touchdown pass. Auburn now with 65 yards through the air. Now the try for the point after. In to kick it, Cameron Becker. The kick is up, and the kick is no good. Auburn 6, Fairbury 0, 7:05 to go in the first half, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Fairbury, where the Bulldogs lead the Jets 6-0, and it's time for another Farm Bureau Financial Services scoring drive recap. That drive, a four-play, 37-yard drive that ended in a 31-yard touchdown pass from Wenzel to Tanner with 7:05 left in the second quarter. Your score, 6-0, the Bulldogs over the Jets. That scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Fall City and Auburn. Call Tosh Arm Connect today to protect the things that are most important to you, your home, family, farm, and future.
Couple of scores. Lord Central Catholic leading Johnson County Central 8-6 at the start of the second quarter tonight. Here's a rolling kick. It comes up, picked up at the 30-yard line by Fairbury, and the return man picked it up and got knocked down about 5 yards up the field. On the return for the Jets that time was Adrian Leitner, Jr.
Carson Levine, big hit there on the kickoff for the Bulldogs.
All right, Fairbury, first and 10 of their own 35. Fairbury has those nice yellow numbers.
The yellow numbers on the red uniforms.
Yeah.
A little tough to see tonight.
Had worse, but not tonight. All right, the quarterback is under center. No, he's not. He's in the gun. I'm sorry. Nipper brings the motion man across right to left. Nipper's going to roll to the left, dropping, being chased. He's got it by the shirt. He gets away, throws it up the field, and it's caught. And did he hang on?
I think he dropped it. Oh, man.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. Yeah, they're not going to give him a catch.
Oh, really unfortunate, because he really was the only one that played the ball well. There was about five guys there. He's the only one that played the ball well in the air, and there was nobody around him.
He was the only one that had on the right color jersey in that pileup of kids, too. So bringing up second down and 10 now for the Jets at their own 35-yard line.
Don't think there's any need for the Jets to sling it around here. They've had some success on the ground. We'll see if they get back to it.
All right, here we come over the football. Second and 10. Bring the man in motion across the formation. That's Martin. High snap and a quick out to the left side. Receiver catches it, gets a block, turns the corner and up the field for about 4 or 5 yards on the play. A catch is made over there on the far side by Gavin Girth. Wide receiver makes the catch.
Caden McLaughlin there on the stop for the Bulldogs. And, man, he had to have it. He was the last kind of man before the Jets player got the edge there. But he was there. He got the stop. Great job there for McLaughlin. That'll bring up third and long here for the Jets.
Pick up a three. Third down, 7 yards to go. Jets football, clock moving, 6:10 to play. It has been a quick-paced first half here at Fairbury tonight. Playing slowing down a few flags. Nippert back. He looks. He drops. He airs it out up the right sideline. And the ball trying to get position to make the catch, but not being able to get to it that time was James Martin, 135-pound junior. He was kind of open, but the ball just couldn't quite get to where he needed it to be.
And you're going to give the ball back to, you know, to Auburn here for the Jets. And one of the things, my keys for Fairbury, was limit your mental mistakes and no short fields for Auburn. And unfortunately, that last drive, that touchdown drive started in Jeff territory. So we'll see if we can get a good punt here for the Jets and make Auburn work for those points.
Just one turnover in the game so far. That was on that punt, as Dylan said. We're ready for the punt. It's a high snap. Hunter goes to get it, and he has to run to the right side, gets it. Punt takes a good bounce back to the 29-yard line. Up the field comes the Bulldogs and trying to return. I believe that's Crew Galizia. It's Lane Jones. 5'8" and 9", doing a little tough.
And you know, for the Jets there, they had about five guys around the returner. There was really nobody from Auburn in the area, not much room to work with. Auburn will see if they can punch it in here again. 5:44 left in the first quarter. Bulldogs lead it 6-0 over the Jets.
So here we come over the football. We're ready to go. All right, we've got two receivers left, one right. Motion man going across behind the backs. Option, Wenzel turned. Oh, he kept it, and he paid for that one. I think he's going to lose a yard on the play.
Jamison Runge laid the boom there on the quarterback, Wenzel. Not much room to go, and, you know, he decided to keep it there and might have been better off pitching that one.
Kind of beginning to wonder a little bit about Fairbury's competition this year. They've been pretty good, Doug, because they're got a pretty good account of themselves on defense here.
Defense has played well so far. That short field is what really gave Auburn those 6 points.
All right, here we go. second and 11, 5:05 to go. Toss it back to the running back, running the left side with blockers in front of him, and knocked out of bounds on the near side this time is Clayton Brown.
And one thing the Jets have done well tonight that Auburn, you know, has tried to take advantage of multiple weeks here the past 3 weeks is getting outside. The Jets just kind of string it out until there's no more room to run and not much room for the Auburn backs to go on the outside.
All right. Play goes out of bounds. The clock stops. The 4:59 to go in the first half. The ball out to the 41-yard line. It'll bring up a third down and 7 for Auburn. They're on the near side. That is the left hash as we look at it. They go right to left in the north end zone here in quarter number 2 tonight, Fairbury. Bulldogs come out, spread the formation out with a tight end on the right side, it looks like. One back, motion man across. Give the ball straight off to the running back, and the ball is dropped. The handoff went to Draven Lamb, and he got stripped of the ball as he went down. And did Auburn get that back?
They did. So Kozelka went to recover the fumble, and it squirted out back another 5 yards. So really fortunate there for the Bulldogs that they were able to maintain possession.
That was a 4th and 7 play. When it started now, it's 4th down and 17, and they lost 10 yards on the play. So Auburn right now at 7 yards rushing, but they lead 6-0. Punt away, hits inside the 45 and takes a Fairbury bounce back out to the 45-yard line where the Jets will take possession.
And Auburn seems to think that bounced off of a Fairbury player there. Their player picked it up and started to run with it. Refs are going to get together here and see whose ball it is. It looks like they're going to give it to Fairbury, but ooh, that would have been a disaster again on the punt for Fairbury.
So the Jets will have the football now. 4:15 to go in the first half, trailing 6-0. They'll come over the football. Quarterback is Jacob Nippert, a 200-pound junior, 6'3", pretty good size. One back. He'll be in the gun, back on his left hip. Wide receiver left side, 1st and 10. No, he was under center. Turn and hand it off and running straight ahead. Nice, best game of the night for Fairbury. Conrad Kozelka moving straight forward into Bulldog territory at their 47-yard line. Bring up 2nd down 2.
Just finally in the positive side of the field on the Auburn side of the 50. 3:54 left here in the second quarter. We'll see if they can punch it in before halftime here. Speaking of, stick around for our halftime report brought to you by Highland Community College. They're close to home, but far from death.
Over the football come the Jets. Quarterback is going to be in the gun. Wingman in a spot. The snap over the head of the quarterback. He's giving chase, and Auburn's on top of the football, and then they lost it. And then I think we got about 5 Bulldogs all fighting each other for the football.
And there's one Jeff under there. We'll see if he came out
with it.
And he did not.
No. So that is a bad snap. They had the ball down to the 47 of Auburn, and the ball is all the way back now at the Jeff 41-yard line.
Just another mental mistake there for the Jeffs. And you know, Auburn hasn't been able to move it very well tonight. Their touchdown play, that was a one-play 31-yard pass, and the drive started on the 37. So, unfortunate for the Jets.
3:18 to go in the first half, 6-0 Auburn. 3 timeouts left for both teams. Motion man left to right again. Wenzel throws it out there on that right side. He, his receiver, makes the catch. Is juking and jiving, trying to get some running room. And the catch is made over there on the far side this time by the Bulldogs, Lane Jones. They'll have short yardage.
Quick area scoring update. Down in Falls City, Jug Brown Stadium, homecoming for the Irish of Sacred Heart. They trail Freeman 14-12 after the first quarter. That is down in Falls City, Sacred Heart and Freeman.
2nd down and 6 from the 37. Clock moving, 2:43 and counting down here. Motion man, right to left, stops. They're going to pitch the ball back to the running back, Brown, straight ahead, got a little running room. He'll have a 1st down inside the 30, about the 28-yard line, and gain 9 for the Bulldogs.
Trace Guzman there on the stop for the Jets. It'll be a 1st down for the Bulldogs, and you know, an offense that likes to establish the run, so we'll see if they can take that momentum here into the end of the second quarter.
What do we got here? We got an injured Jeff or an equipment problem.
Could be an equipment issue. They're waving them out there.
Official out.
I think it's one of those. The player doesn't want to go out, and the official's going to make him go out.
Well, Auburn's coming over. Several of their players, the sideline, are talking over. Now one of them. Can't all go over there, boys.
For February, that looks like Conrad Kozelka is the injured Jeff. He's going to walk off to the sideline. The man in the white hat was really quick on making him go out there, so I don't know what happened.
Well, in the old days, we'd probably say we think he probably got his bell rung.
That very well could
be. That's anymore. The referees kind of watch that very closely, obviously for a good reason. Third down and six now for the Bulldogs. Three backs in the backfield at the moment. They'll stay in there, and a flag flies. We got a procedure call against the Bulldogs. I'm not so sure the end didn't take off early on the far side.
And for Auburn, just another mental mistake. Multiple penalties tonight have really forced them, to move backwards and make it a lot harder on their offense than it needs to be.
Now the ball spotted back to the 33, where it'll be first and 15 for Auburn. Well, Brenton Wenzel. He can sling it around. He's certainly not out of any area where he can't throw to the end. There is no wind blowing here at Fairbairn. A beautiful night. Quick throw out to the right side. It's tipped up and off the hands that time out on that far right side. People unable to come down with it. Wyatt Tanner, the junior 165-pounder.
And Wenzel's usually pretty good on those short passes, hitting the numbers. That one just a little bit high there. Receiver got some hands on it, but too high over his head. Bring up second and long here. 2:01 left in the second quarter. The Bulldogs lead the Jeffs 6-0 in February.
So here comes Auburn over the ball again. Two receivers right, one left. Wenzel back. He throws over the middle. He's got a man and racing for the end zone and to the goal line for the score. Wyatt Tanner from 33 yards.
That'll be the second receiving touchdown tonight for Tanner, and both of them fairly long receiving touchdowns too on second and third and long.
Bulldogs with 102 yards in the air now, two of them, 33 and 31 yards, both the Tanner, as Dylan said, for touchdowns. That will be a four-play drive covering 41 yards for Auburn. Going for two this time after they missed the extra point the first time around. Minute 54 to go in the period. Snap it back with the ball. Making the grab at quarterback that time was Brenton Wenzel again. He throws out there in the flat to the right side. Pass is complete to Rademacher, and the Bulldogs lead 14-0 back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Hey, Bart here from Farm and City Supply in Fall City. Inviting you to come up and take a look at our line of H&H trailers. We've got trailers for every need. Small utility trailers with a nice spring-loaded ramp gate on the back. Industrial line trailers for your skid loaders, mini excavators. Some of our popular items are the 14-foot industrial duty dump boxes with the good heavy scissor lift, 7-gauge floors, rollover tarps, and our ever-popular 16+6. Gravity tilt trailer that is really handy for all those heavy duty loading needs. So come up and check us out at Farm and City Supply.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Back to February, where it's time for another scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Fall City and Auburn. That scoring drive, a four-play 41-yard drive, 33-yard pass from Wenzel to Tanner topped it off. The two-point conversion was good, making the score 14-0, 1:53 left here in the second quarter. Auburn leads Fairbury.
All right, here's the kick from the left hash mark. And the kickoff is going to be corkscrewing its way and covered back at the 25-yard line. That ball just kind of spinning like a top with the ends up and down instead of sideways like a spiral that time. It hit the ground and started to screw itself into the ground and stopped, and Jeff jumped on it.
Pretty fortunate there. Yeah, that there's no Auburn player in the area. I want to thank our scoring drive sponsor, Tasha Arm Connect and Farm Bureau Financial Services in Fall City and Auburn. Call Tasha today to protect the things that are most important to you, your home, family, farm, and future.
The Jeffs have a minute 52 to work it here before the end of the first half. Nobody's taken a timeout yet in the ball game. Quarterback, Jacob Nipper. In again, two receivers on the right and a man coming from motion right to left. Good snap. Toss it back. Smith on the carry. Tries the left side, and oh, boy. Nothing doing. Nick Smith's just 130-pound senior, Dylan, and he is nothing but hard, apparently.
Yeah, and he was met there by Draven Lamb, and Lamb definitely said hello there on, you know, the outside.
It's no gain on the play. Maybe a foot, but that's it. We've got our first timeout taken of the first half. 14-0 Auburn with the lead. We return after this 30-second timeout on Sunny 101.3.
A global leader filled with hometown spirit, FAST Global Solutions is proud to support area school athletics. Trusted by companies from all over the globe, FAST Global Solutions is an industry leader in airline, air cargo, and material handling equipment. Our high-quality, innovative products are backed by an experienced team with small-town values. Just like student-athletes, FAST Global Solutions is committed to excellence in providing winning solutions for our customers, community, and employees. Visit us at FastSolutions.com to learn more.
Sunny 101.3.
Minute 41 left here in quarter number two. That's the first half of our ball game tonight here. Don't forget, coming up, a lot of football this weekend on our stations on KTNC tomorrow afternoon, 2:30 kickoff. Nebraska, Maryland to take on the Fred Weaver Terrapins. My old buddy Fred went to Maryland, played football way back when. They still have leather helmets.
Probably not the cool helmet that they got now.
No, it was not. It was just that ugly old brown stuff. But kickoff 2:30 tomorrow, pregame coverage on KTNC at 12:30 tomorrow. Then Sunday afternoon, or Sunday night, excuse me, the Chiefs are in action. We hope. Taking on, who are they playing? I forgot. Detroit's Lions.
Lions, as we shake one
night
for the Chiefs.
It is a huge game for the Chiefs. It would appear early on in the season. All right, here we go. Third down and a long nine. We're going to call it 10. What's that gentleman's white hat doing here? He's checking his. He's got his card out. Look at that. Now he puts his whistle. I said, let's play football, boys. Here we go. Maybe. Oh, we what? Kind of a swinging gate deal. Half the line and all the backs took off, run out here to the right sideline. Here comes the Auburn defense. A quick out. A flag goes down. They're going to stop the play.
Not something you typically see. Definitely not your average play.
No, it's not even your normal swinging gait. They brought half the line over here in motion.
And it looks like they're going to peg the Jets for a false start here, so it looked like maybe somebody didn't get set. And when you got, you know, 9 of your 11 guys in motion, everybody has to get set.
More of a fire drill than a swinging gait that time. So it'll bring up 2nd and 10 now. Ball will be spotted back at the 20-yard line. Just across the 20 is the nose of the football. Minute 41 to go here in the first half. Here come the Jeffs over the football. Coming up at halftime, we're going to have a former Fairbury graduate, Dylan Henrich, explain to everybody what a Jeff is. I didn't tell him that till now. Here's another flag. We're going to air it out down the right sideline, and nobody can get to the football. And it will be a minute 35 to go. The flag will go, I'm sure, against the Jeffs.
Like they're going to come to talk it over here. I don't know. They didn't blow it dead, so it wasn't a procedure or a false start or anything. So either an offside or a...
Dylan, he tried to. He was waving his arm, and nobody saw him when he threw the flag.
Got to utilize that whistle when you're in the strike.
Oh, they're going to wave it off. No. Okay. No penalty. Excuse me. I know not what I talk about sometimes. Apparently that was one of those times. Flag flew over here on the near sideline. The official was waving his hand on the dead ball. Timeout with a minute 35 to go. Our quick-paced game has crawled to a slow to a crawl here. We'll take another 30-second break and be back on Sunny 101.3.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Minute 35 up on the clock. Our game and under presenting sponsor for tonight's game, Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner. Third down and 15. Two backs come out of the backfield. They go to slot positions. Snap, good quarterback. Oh, being chased, setting up a middle screen, and he threw it right to a Bulldog. The Bulldog's intercepted, break a tackle, and into the end zone for a touchdown return of approximately 15 yards. We'll find out who caught it.
Flag on the play. Looks like it's going to be a personal foul. Roughing the passer on Auburn. That is really unfortunate. Becker did a great job there. He stayed home when everybody else rushed the quarterback for that interception, but a personal foul there likely going to negate the touchdown and, on top of that, give the Jets a first down.
Wow. That's, goodness, don't see a lot of that going on. Oh, roughing the quarterback. So the Bulldogs will turn it back over, not get the six, take the touchdown, and never get on the board. Take off what would have been on the board. And Fairbury has it, first and 10, out at the 36-yard line.
And a big, big costly mistake there for the Bulldogs. We'll see if they can hold the Jets here. Minute 27 left until half. We'll see if they can hold them or if the Jets have a little bit of energy to drive down and score here.
1:27 to go. There's a snap, Nipper back, he looks. Throws over the middle. It is just above his receiver and just above the defensive back who's behind him. Incomplete down around the 40-yard line.
Nippert, a pretty good arm on his throws downfield. He really gets it down there pretty quickly, pretty strong arm. But, you know, a couple of those long throws downfield just over the heads of his receiver so far tonight.
Each team has taken a timeout here in the first half, so we've each got two left. Depending on what happens on this play, Auburn could take another one.
And Auburn, you know, prior to that penalty, they were calling their timeouts. They wanted the ball back, but that was, you know, when they had closer to 2 minutes left, not a minute.
Well, they got it back there for a second. Referee took it away. Those guys in those striped shirts are always doing something. All right, here's a good snap. Back to pass. Nipper looking, chased and a flag down as he is able to throw it before he goes to the ground. But we got a, that's almost got to be a hold. It is against Fairbury.
That'll move the Jets back another 10 yards, probably.
But if you're Auburn, yeah, they declined it. That's what I thought they might, because they want to keep that, make it third down, see if they can get the ball back. So Auburn playing the time game here with 1:17 to go in this period. Ball is first or third down and 10. Fairbury at their own, just across their own 35-yard line here. Nippert bringing the team over the football. You know, spread the formation. One back in there on his hip. I'd be tempted to run and make him use a timeout. Snap coming. There it is. They're going to throw it. Pass over the left side of the flat, and just again a little too high. He's just off the mark, doing not very far, but he's throwing a nice ball.
Yeah, he does, and those are just a little too high for his receivers, and unfortunate because he's had a lot of open guys tonight too.
Back deep for the Bulldogs to receive a punt here will be Lane Jones. He'll stand back inside his own 40, close to the 35-yard line.
We've seen three straight rough snaps on punts here. We'll see if Auburn, you know, maybe sends a house. These snaps have been really high on the punt.
Jarrett Wood, the punter, got them all the way so far, and it is another high arcing punt on the play. Fortunately for Fairbury, that play got blown dead.
Yeah, they had five in the backfield there, I think.
That was not going to be good.
And I don't know that he would have got that punt off. So for Auburn, you know, you're kind of kicking your ground here that they caught that one.
So back now to the 30-yard line. Again, Lane Jones will be back to receive the punt. Minute 13 to go in the first half. 14-0 Auburn. Better snap. Punt is away. Jones giving chase. It hits, and it's going to stay in the field of play at the 30-yard line on the Auburn end, and that took 10 seconds off the clock.
We'll see how these Fairbury defensive backs, you know, prior to a couple of drives ago, they had played really well, and for the most part they have outside of the two plays. Unfortunately, those two plays, a 33-yard and 31-yard touchdown pass. So, you know, Auburn's going to come out here and throw it around a bit. We'll see if the backs are ready.
Minute 3 to go. Coach Jansen, he's got a few tricks up his sleeve I've seen over the years. Might have some new ones by now. Two receivers left, one man right. We've got a running back on the back hip of the quarterback, left side, back, and a throw up the right sideline, one-on-one coverage, and knocked away very nicely on the far side by the defender.
I tell you what, that was Nick Smith there, you know, the 5'7", 130-pound senior. He played great defense down the side there. He turned back for the ball, managed to tip it away, so pretty good defense there for Nick Smith.
Just under 59 seconds left now in the half. Headed back over to the near sideline after that chase down the sideline is Lane Jones. Coach, give me a little oxygen. Give me a second. Got to breathe here. So this time they split a man wide to the near left side. That's Tabor Rademacher. Slot left. And a quick throw. A little slant in there. They started a slant, stopped, and the pass incomplete, intended for Clayton Brown out about 35.
Unfortunate there for Brown, too, because he had about 5 yards on the closest defensive back. Most of February's defensive backs, their first about 10 steps are back right now. They don't want to give up anything big. He could have had a good 10 to 15-yard gain there.
Third and 10 now, and went into the game and coming out Lane Jones. He must have scraped his leg because he came right to the water tank. And he's washing his leg. I bet he got a little blood on him. We went after that pass over there. Grass probably got him. Now he's done. Headed back to the team. Here we go. Third and 10. Wenzel fakes it. Now throws it. Pass is short and will fall incomplete. He had a lot of pressure that time by the Fairbury defense.
A lot of pressure and a dangerous throw. His throw ended up about 5-7 yards short of the receiver. There was a safety coming over. Safety couldn't get there. But, you know, a chance here for Fairbury. 51 seconds left. You still got two timeouts. Auburn going to give it back to the Jeffs and let the Jeffs throw it around a little bit.
So Auburn took 12 seconds off the clock with those three plays. And now they're in punt formation. Fairbury not sure. They're not back very deep. They're just going to let it roll, it looks like. Punt hits at the 45, rolls inside the 40, and will stop at the 36-yard line. Auburn's not going to touch it. Now the official will blow the clock dead. Oh, another flag?
Yeah, and that one came late. I don't know who they're going to get it on. Is it going to be one of those second guy always gets caught here? There's a couple, an Auburn player and a Fairbury player kind of giving each other courtesies down at about the 30-yard line, so we'll see who they call it on here.
Unsportsmanlike, Auburn.
And Rand, John, that's going to be, you know, one of those second guy always gets caught. It's always the second guy that gets the flag. That's one you just want to walk away. You're going to give the Jeffs 15 extra yards here, and you didn't need to.
Well, let's see where they end up spotting the ball here. All right, now we're going to be from where the ball ended up at the 36. So it should be in Auburn territory, their 49-yard line, if my math is in the neighborhood. Yep. So Fairbury now with a little chance, 39.9 seconds to go. They have it at the Auburn 49. 39.9. They connect on one of those passes. We've got a brand-new ball game, 14-0 Auburn right now. Nippert back to pass. He looks, being chased out of there, scrambles, hit, and dropped back at his own 45-yard line.
Nice job on the sack there for Cameron Becker for the Bulldogs. The Jeffs, once again, you know, the Auburn's front four, just in the backfield, and there's nothing the Jeffs linemen have been able to do.
And that is going to bring us to another timeout. With 31 seconds to go, 14-0 Auburn. We return in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Thrivent is a proud sponsor of local sports. We're a wealth navigation group with Thrivent, and we help people make financial choices guided by their Christian values so they can take care of themselves and others. Faith is what fuels us, If it fuels you too, let's talk. You can reach us for our Fall City or Auburn locations at 402-315-8711. That's 402-315-8711. We look forward to hearing from you.
This is Sunny 101.3.
31 seconds to go in the first half. The lead of the Auburn Bulldogs here over Fairbury tonight in this game at the moment. As we get set for a second 14 play here for Auburn.
I tell you what, I think we had the quickest 22 first minutes of the half and then the slowest last two.
All right, Fairbury football, excuse me. Never back. He rolls right. He throws over the middle. The pass is caught, making the grab. It's going to be Gavin Girth. Gavin will get back about four of what they lost on the previous play.
Lamb, pretty good open field tackle there for the Bulldogs.
Gain of three on the pass.
And
spiking it. They're not out of timeouts. They want to keep one in their pocket, I guess. So they spike the ball into the ground, stop the clock.
And you spiked it on third down to make it fourth down from the 50. So if you don't convert this one, you give Auburn another play or two here in the half to throw it around back the other way.
Final score in Syracuse, the Rockets beat the Tigers tonight 40-0. That's the first time the Tigers have been shut out this year. Syracuse now 7-0 on the year. Here we go. Shotgun set. Two backs into block. We're going to unload up the sideline, and Auburn got the best shot at it, falling incomplete on the pass. Back there deep was Brenton Wenzel.
And probably a good play there for Wenzel. It looked like he may have had a chance at the interception. He kind of let it go. But smart, because now you get the ball at the Fairbury 49. You can take one shot at the end zone here with 8 seconds left in the half.
All right, the ball at the Fairbury 49. 8.7 seconds left. Auburn huddled up. Brenton Wenzel, senior quarterback. He'll bring him over the football. Trips right, single receiver left. One back in the backfield. Fairbury only rushing four. And Wenzel unloads for the end zone. That way it's intercepted. Interception made. Fairbury at the 25, back to the 40, the 45, and that'll end the half as the player is knocked out of bounds. Making the grab was Jarek Manns, and a nice return.
Got a flag here at about the 45. Let's see. A lot of yellow on the field the last 2 minutes of the half here.
I just figured there had to be a hanky on that. About a 25-yard return. And unsportsmanlike conduct.
Looks like a blindside block on Fairbury on the return. Either way, it'll end the half here.
Our halftime score, the Auburn Bulldogs 14, the Fairbury 0. We will take a 2-minute timeout. We'll be back and bring you the first half scoring wrap-up on Sunny 101.3.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved one, call Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC in City.
Kime TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. Kime TS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Fairbury, where it's Parents Night for Cross Country, and it's time for our halftime show, our halftime recap, brought to you by Highland Community College. Highland Community College are close to home, but far from death. Not a lot of scoring to talk about in the first quarter, or in the first half. For the first quarter, there was no scoring, no score. It was tied 0-0 after the first quarter. Auburn favored by a muffed punt for the Jeffs in a short field. They would score their first touchdown with 7:05 left in the second quarter. That touchdown, a 31-yard pass from Wenzel to Tanner that covered just 37 yards. So a big play there for Auburn. The PAT was no good, and that would leave us at 6-0. Auburn once again favored by another short field on a Jeffs turnover. A four-play, 41-yard A drive was capped off by a 33-yard pass from Wenzel to Tanner with 1:54 to go in the second quarter. Auburn would go for two and convert, and that would leave us where we're at halftime, 14-0. The Bulldogs lead the Jeffs, and a strange first half. We saw an interception return for the Bulldogs called back on a roughing the passer penalty towards the end of the half that could have given the Bulldogs a 21-0 lead. So, John, just 14-0 here at the half, and really Fairbury's defense playing well enough that it could have been less than that had they not had those two mental mistakes and turnovers.
Defense played very well. The only problem, it was a well-played game up to about, what, five-minute mark, six-minute mark of the second quarter, and then the penalty flag started hurting both teams and their effort to get into the end zone, especially Auburn there. All right, what you're doing is, you know, said Parents Night here. We will take a two-minute break. We'll hear from the weatherman, find out what's going on this weekend, hear from more of our sponsors. We'll be back here in about 5 minutes. We'll look at some other numbers and have you the second half on Sunny 101.3.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Got a team ready to hit the road? Adding a useful driver to your auto insurance doesn't have to be scary. We'll help you find the right coverage without breaking the bank. Plus, ask about good student discounts. Protect your team. Protect your wallet. Call SBS Insurance today. The road starts here. Let's make it a safe one.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
El Portel Mexican Restaurants in Auburn and Nebraska City offer amazing Mexican food with the freshest ingredients, plus tasty drinks all served with the fast and friendly service. El Portel strives to provide the best south of the border experience to all guests in a family atmosphere. Make your next meal a fiesta at El Portel Mexican Restaurants in Auburn and Nebraska City.
At Den's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all. Just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's jerky, snack sticks, brats, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
Weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Lows level off around 51 tonight under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the northeast at around 5 miles an hour. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 75. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, lows level off around 60. A blend of clouds and sun Sunday with highs in the mid-80s, slight chance for showers Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Jeff Nichols with you here in the studio this evening. They got me being a weatherman. 68 degrees, cloudy skies in Fall City, light winds. We're going to take a two-minute break, and we're going to go back to John and Dylan. And Dylan is going to tell us what a Jeff is.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
If you're in business locally, you already know what it takes to succeed. Hard work and some timely help. At Frontier Bank, we're a local business too, offering businesses like yours the financial tools you need to succeed. Helping you grow is what we're all about. Stop by and talk to our commercial specialist or schedule an appointment today. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to halftime here. The Bulldogs lead the Jets 14-0. Once again, our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. I think we have some area scores here, and I'll kick us off here with a few scores from Missouri football, 8-man action. At the end of the first quarter, Rockport leads Southfold 48-0. The Blue Jays, the number one team in the state of Missouri, 8-man football, and got a big one next week should they win this one tonight. They're undefeated. And that big one against Nottoway Valley. Nottoway Valley taking on the Panthers of Mound City tonight. Mound City having themselves a good season as well. Nottoway Valley leads that one 20-16 at halftime. A final from earlier tonight over in Syracuse, where the Tigers were beaten by the Rockets tonight 40-0. So that's a final. They started at 6 p.m. over there in Syracuse, 40-0. The Rockets beat the Tigers. The Tigers will travel down here to Fairbury in a couple of weeks after they take on Wilbur next week in their final home game of the season. John, you got any other scores for us here at the half?
Well, I'm looking. I can't find anything to nothing's working quite right here the way it should. I'm looking for some Missouri scores here, but they're not showing up for me here. Let's see if I can go over to this other spot, find out what we've got here.
Was a while back there, I know. Freeman led Sacred Heart 14-12 after the first quarter.
28-12 with 7 minutes left in the second quarter, the update there. Weeping Water, 52-0 over HGRS with 5 minutes left in the second quarter. Weeping Water, a very good team. Lord Central Catholic, just before halftime, leading Johns County Central 30-20 tonight. That's a big battle for the district title there. Johnson Brock at halftime leading Omaha Christian Academy 44-6. And Pawnee City leads Sterling 36-16 with 8 minutes left in the third quarter tonight's game at Pawnee City.
Big one there for the Eagles. Need a couple of wins here to end the season, probably to make the playoffs, but still a chance for Johnson Brock. So.
Absolutely. They are doing well. So that's the scores we have around the area for now. Few first half numbers for Auburn tonight. Quarterback Brenton Wenzel, 7 of 15 passes, 102 yards, a couple of touchdowns. Clayton Brown, their leading rusher, 5 carries, 12 yards. And for Fairbury, Jacob Nippert, 3 of 11 passing, 36 yards. And no touchdowns, no interceptions. The one interception got overturned on a penalty. So not a lot of offense for Fairbury, but their defense kept them in the game to this point tonight. So we're going to have the teams coming back out here. Oh, where are the Jets at? Here they come. They're coming back out. So they're going to put a few more minutes up on the clock, let the teams warm up while they're doing that. Another reminder, tomorrow, Husker football over on KTNC. It will be 2:30 kickoff, 12:30 pregame tomorrow as Nebraska, Maryland. And coming up on Sunday night here on Sunny 101.3, the Chiefs take on the Lions. 7:20 will be the kickoff. About 6 o'clock for the pregame show on Sunday night. We're going to put 3 minutes back up on the clock. We'll take one more two-minute timeout. We'll be back and give you second half action from Fairbury coming up on Sunny 101.3.
After that last load comes out of the field, the last thing you want to worry about is financing. That's where F&M Bank comes in. Our ag experts make it easy so you can focus on what matters most while we help set your operation up for success. From seed to harvest and everything in between, trust the local ag loan experts at F&M Bank. Stop by and talk with one of our experienced loan officers today. F&M Bank. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
Bacon, ham, ring bologna, hot links. We don't just make them, we win with them. At Den's Country Meats, our small town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage, with the international trophies to prove it. Family-owned, Nebraska-raised, world-class. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, plumbing and sewer cleaning at your service, bringing comfort from our home to yours, with offices in two locations, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska. Services are offered at residential and commercial levels. Co-owners have 40-plus years of experience, and their crew includes licensed journeymen and master journeymen. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Airstream Heating and Cooling in Falls City, 402-245-5083. In Auburn, 402-414-7083.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny,
101.3. We're getting ready for second half action here tonight in Fairbury. I'm John Nixon, along with Dylan Hendricks, Jeff Nichols in charge of us back at the studio, which is quite the job he has. So, you know, Jeff's not used to being up this late anymore. Kind of a morning owl now.
Doing a fine job there, especially with the weather at halftime.
Yeah, it is. Keep the weather coming just the way it is. No snow, no ice.
No 90s like last week either. That was a hot one to call.
Don't need that either. Still, the Fairbury Jets have shown well here in the first half on defense especially. Both teams really having a little trouble untracking offense. They're in a two long pass plays for Auburn. Be an interesting thing to see what happens here in the second half.
Yeah, you know, for the Jets, one of the keys that I had for them tonight against this Auburn team was make Auburn work for points, no short field. And unfortunately, their two touchdowns started in Jeff's territory on Jeff mistakes, a fumbled punt and a snap over the quarterback's head. So for the Jets, can you keep them, having to drive the field? Can you get a couple of stops? But you're going to need to move the ball too in that Auburn defense. They've just been in the Jets' backfield the whole night.
Auburn won the toss to start the ball game. They chose to receive the football, so they're going to be kicking it off here to start this second half tonight. And it'll be Fairbury football to begin this second half play, down 14-0.
For Auburn, one of the keys that I had for them was to stay balanced, and they had a lot of trouble establishing the run there in the first half.
All right, we're ready to kick it off here. Bulldogs kicker back in there is going to be Cameron Becker. Dylan, let's give you a shot here, see what happens here, get you into this play-by-play mode here. So back here at home, give it a shot.
All right, Becker to kick it off here, and here's the kick. Short kick, and on my first call. Flag, looks like we're going to have a procedure on Auburn, and We'll do it again.
You're no better than I am, but thanks. This thing. Man, that, did he mishit that, or it just went straight to the side? I couldn't remember where it was at. I first looked up, I thought it was going behind him. It was the flag up in the air over there on the far side.
And I don't know if that was purposeful, if they were going for, you know, a little pooch kick there, try to recover something, but either way, it's going to move the Bulldogs back 5 yards, and we're going to kick off from the 35 now.
Well, I used to carry a little penalty chart with me all the time. It only had like 10 spots in it, so it would have probably had a second sheet out by now tonight.
Nick Smith back there with James Martin deep for the Jeffs. Becker going to kick it off here again. We'll see if Auburn goes short or if they kick it downfield this time. We know both of their kicks are early, didn't go too far. That one just about 20 yards down the field. So
wind is picking up. Now it's blowing a little bit from the northeast kind of against Auburn here.
Becker with the kick downfield. It'll be Nick Smith grabbing it at about the 26. Smith up the middle. He's got a lane. There goes Smith. He's at the 50, the 40, and I don't think you're going to catch him. 20, 15, 10, 5, and what a start for the Jeff. To start the second half, Nick Smith takes it all the way in for the score. 11:49 left, just starting the third quarter here. Nick Smith, touchdown return for the Jeffs, and that'll make it a whole new game.
It does. I think there's about 75 yards. He picked the ball up around the 25-yard line. So now the try. Hey, you're pretty exciting at this.
Well, you know, for the Jeffs, that after that first half, quite the play to come out and start the second half with a kick return for a touchdown. 14-6 pending the result of the extra point. Looks like it'll be Trace Guzman on the kick here for Fairbury.
Winded his back now.
Kick is up, and did he get it high enough? He did not. That kick, no good. 11:49 left in the third quarter. Oh, and we got another flag on the field. We're going to see what happens here.
Procedure. Fairbury. Oh, well, you wouldn't take that one. So, procedure declined. Auburn will get the kickoff. We'll return. It's 14-6 back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Attention nurses. Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, Nebraska is hiring. We have multiple full-time positions available with a generous sign-on bonus. Join our dedicated team and enjoy competitive pay, competitive health care, and great benefits. Don't miss this chance to grow your career while making a difference in our community. Apply today at Johnson County Hospital, where your future begins. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Fairbury. It's time for another scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn and Fall City.
Well, once we got the second kickoff after the penalty, the ball went to Nick Smith and around his own 25-yard line where he picked it up, and he returned it 75 yards. Started up the middle, cut to the outside, and went the distance for a touchdown. Extra point, no good. 14-6, Auburn with the lead over Fairbury after that return.
That scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Fall City and Auburn. Call Tasha Arm Connect today to protect the things that are most important to you, your home, family, farm, and future. Lane Jones back for the Bulldogs here at about the 10-yard line. Fairbury to kick it off, now trailing by just 8. That kickoff down to about the 16, and here comes Jones back the other way, and he's got a little bit of a Lane Jones out across the 25 down to the 29 before a big hit by the Jeffs, and that's where the Bulldogs will start their first possession of the second half.
Good job there. It was Renee Montero, so he got the tackle on the kickoff after return from the 16 out to the 38-yard line.
All right, for the Bulldogs, they'll start, as we said, at about the 39-yard line. A Bulldog team that struggled moving the ball a little bit in that first half. We'll see what they can do here on their first possession. Wenzel in the gun. He's got a back behind him. A couple receivers out to his right. Here's the snap. He hands it off up the middle. And 5'7", 10-yard, and chugging along there for the Bulldogs is number 4, Draven Lamb. So a nice carry there on first down for Draven Lamb.
In there on the tackle, dragging him down from behind that time is Conrad Kozelka. Good to see him back in the ballgame after the referee told him earlier in the game, said, go over there and get checked out, make sure you don't have a concussion.
Bulldogs struggled a little bit on the run there in the first half, but big gain on first on their first play of the second half. Wenzel back again in the gun, three receivers out to his right. Here's the snap. He'll pump fake and throw it downfield, and he's got a receiver open, and it's just dropped by the Fairbury defensive back. Great job there. Pass was intended for Tabor Rademacher, but I think the Fairbury defensive back was the one who had the best play on the ball.
Jarrett Woods, senior, got back there, and he did have a shot at it, just couldn't hang on. Ball's incomplete, second and 10.
So a long pass that results in nothing for either team, really. Second and 10 here for the Bulldogs. Ball on the 49-yard line of Fairbury. And have the white hat standing at the ball. We'll see. Did we have a flag on that one?
I didn't see one. But, well,
they're talking about it. I don't know if they're going to march off some yards here. I didn't see a flag or any signal from the ref, but we're going to give an Auburn a few yards here. We're going to march it off and...
Did he call interference over on that far sideline?
Must have called pass interference. Unfortunate for Fairbury because he made a pretty good play on the ball.
Yeah.
Either way, that'll give Auburn 15 yards and a first down here. Ball on the 34-yard line as Wenzel in the gun. He's got three backs around him. He'll hand it off to Clayton Brown. Brown's going to take it around the outside. He's up across the 20. There's nobody there. He's going to take it all the way in for the score. Touchdown, Auburn. Clayton Brown there on the touchdown carry. And, man, what a big penalty for Fairbury there.
It was huge. Heck of a run there by Brown once he got around to that corner. He was able to pick and choose where he wanted to go, and he went right into the end zone for the Bulldog touchdown.
And after, a first quarter with no scoring and just really two big plays there in the second quarter, we've kicked off this third quarter with a bang. Fairbury returned the opening kickoff for a touchdown, and Auburn there on the score. Pending kick here from Cameron Becker is up, and it's good. That'll make the score 21-6 with 10:59 left to go in the third quarter.
We'll be back after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is Sunny 101.3.
It's time for another Farm Bureau Financial Services scoring drive recap.
It is a two-play, 52-yard drive, plus the penalty yardage in there on the pass interference. Clayton Brown in from 34 yards out with 10:59 to go in the third quarter. The PAT kick was good, and Auburn now up 21-6 here in the third quarter over Fairbury.
That scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Falls City and Auburn. And Becker to kick it off again here for the Bulldogs. He kicks it deep right back to Nick Smith, who returned the last one for a touchdown. That one, unfortunately, going to go out of bounds for the Bulldogs. That'll be a penalty on the kickoff. That'll put the ball out at the 35 to start the drive here for the Jets.
We call that a Butker now.
Yeah, he's had a couple of them this
year. Yeah, that last one was costly. So they have Fairbury has a choice here that they're going to take. You know, I just returned one for a touchdown. I might make him kick it again. But lightning doesn't often strike twice in the same place, so they're going to say, we'll take the ball at the 35.
All right, we'll see if the Jets can get something going here on their first possession of the second half. Jacob Nipper in the gun, couple of backs around him. Ball on the 35 on the right hash. Jeff's moving north to south here, and they hand it right off to who else but Nick Smith. Smith up the middle. He's going to have a gain of 5 on first down.
Leading the stop for the Bulldogs this time is Raven Lamb, the junior 195-pounder. He got in there first and got some help from his teammates.
So when the legs are working, you say, why not for Fairbury? Hand it back to Nick Smith. He took that kickoff back for a touchdown. Picked up a good gain on first down. It'll be second and 4. Ball on the 41 for the Jets. Nipper going to go under center this time. Two back, one wide out on each side. Here's the snap, and he's going to hand it off up the middle to Kozelka. Kozelka going to pick up a good 4 yards right up the middle, and that'll bring up third and short for the Jets.
Kozelka hit again. Raven Lamb on the stop for the Auburn Bulldogs.
So for the Jets, a first half where you struggled to get the running game going a little bit here. Gain of 5 and a gain of 4 there on the first two plays of the second half. They're going to have it third and 1. Ball's going to be on the 44-yard line of the Jets. Jets moving north to south here. 9:49 left in the third quarter. He's going to hand it up the middle to Kozelka. Kozelka met right away there for the Bulldogs. He's not going to gain anything. It'll bring out fourth down and 1.
Lee, the stop for the Bulldogs in there that time. We have, first of all, Caleb Akor covering there. And also we've got big Noah Hanley in there as well for the Bulldogs.
Fairbury up to the line quick. They're going to go for it here on fourth down. Fourth and 1, under center is Nipper. Nipper just going to sneak it up the middle, and he's going to have it. Good push there for the Jets offensive line. Nipper gains about 3. All he needed was 1. That'll give the Jets a first down. Close to the 50. Looks like they're going to mark it at the 48-yard line. First down for Fairbury.
Pretty much the center of the line and the linebackers all just standing there in the middle, ganged up and got the stop that time for the Bulldogs.
So the Jets, first down at their own 47-yard line, 9:02 left here in the first quarter. 21-6, the Bulldogs lead down here in February. Nipper in the gun, couple of backs on either side. He's going to roll out to the right. He's going to throw it long down the field, and that's going to be over the head of his intended receiver. Looks like he was going for maybe Brody Prowitz there. Either way, an incomplete pass, that'll bring up second down for the Jets.
Coverage is not bad to the receiver, a little bit open, but boy, they're having to put a lot of air under that ball to get it downfield that far, and it gives the defense time to recover when they see it coming.
So if you've been with us since the start of the second half, you have a little bit of time to breathe now. Fairbury took the opening kickoff back for a touchdown, and then Auburn drove right down, scored a touchdown of their own. 21-6 is the score, 8:49 left here. And the third quarter in a big game for the Bulldogs here. Bulldogs with a win would play Syracuse next week in a de facto district championship game with a couple weeks left. Under center is Nipper. Nipper going to toss it to the outside. Kozelka trying to get around the left side here. He's got some blockers in front. He's going to pick up 3 or 4 yards on that one. A pretty good run on first down there for Fairbury.
Bulldog tackle. Leading the way that time for Auburn is going to be Wyatt Tanner. He's helped out again by Draven Lamb.
That'll get the ball across the 50 and into Auburn territory at the Auburn 49. Fairbury hasn't had a ton of time down here in Auburn territory this game, but they've got the ball across the 50 and driving here in the third quarter. Nipper in the gun, couple of backs on either side. He's going to roll out again to the right side. Some pretty good blocking. He's got an open receiver, and just dropped there. For Fairbury, man, that was really good pass there to Conrad Kozelka. It looked like Kozelka just unfortunately couldn't bring it in for the Jets.
Coming up for Auburn on defense that time, Brenton Wenzel just unloaded on Kozelka. And I noticed there, you know, Kozelka went on the bank ball game in the first half. The referee said, you may go out and get checked out. He now has one of the hats on his helmet, one of the safety pieces. Halos, I guess they call them.
So Fairbury with fourth down here, just on the other side of the 50, is going to punt it away, and we have a timeout Auburn. 8:07 left in the third quarter. Timeout Auburn. We're going to take a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to our Sunny 101.3 Game of the Week, sponsored by Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber, building more than projects, building community. That's Mead Lumber with multiple stores throughout the Midwest, including Nebraska City and Beatrice. 21-6, the Bulldogs lead the Jets with 8:07 left in the third quarter. A drive that was going good for the Jets has kind of stalled out, and the Jets going to punt it away here. Ball on the 49 of Auburn, so Jeff's going to punt it way down, hopefully into Bulldog territory. And, John, that one kind of stalled out quick there for the Jets.
It did. But that drive, you know, they now have positive yardage rushing for the first time in the ballgame tonight.
All right, punting it away is Jarrett Wood. And it's a fake for February. They snap it to the upback. He's going to throw it downfield. There's nobody there. A lot of contact and multiple flags fly. And a lot of contact there. We're probably going to get a pass interference here and a first down for the Jets.
Back there defensively for Auburn that time was a Tabor Rodemaker. He'd thrown to this right side of the field. He only had a receiver over here all by himself. I don't think anybody saw him. But pass interference on fourth down, and it will be first down for the Jets.
Big mistake there for the Bulldogs. 8 minutes left here in the third quarter. Jets looked like they were going to punt it away. Now they'll get an extra 10 to 15 yards here. Mark the ball down in Auburn territory at the Auburn 39. So first and 10 for the Jets from the Auburn 39. They trail by 15 here early in the third quarter. Nippert going to line up under center for the Jets. Couple of backs and a couple of receivers on each side of him. We'll see if Auburn can get a stop. Oh, and we got some movement before the snap. Movement by both sides. Looks like that one's going to move the Jets back 5 yards.
Coaches, when we visit with them during the week, they all say, well, the special teams are a pretty important ball game, part of the ball game to get looked over a lot. Well, it's been a really big night for these teams, especially Fairbury.
Fairbury with that huge kick return to open the third quarter and put their first points of the board, or their first points of the game on the board. Nippert in the gun. He hands it off to Smith. Smith up the middle. Nowhere to go. He's going to be met at the line of scrimmage, and it doesn't look like he's going to make anything on that first down run.
Well, Noah Hanley is a junior, weighs 265 pounds. The running back, Mr. Smith, checks in at, where's he at here on my cheat sheet? I can't find him. He's not very big.
I have him down at 130.
Yeah, so 130 pounds. They're about one person different. And the big man won that battle.
And it doesn't matter how hard you're moving your legs there for Smith. You're not going very far with that hanging on your back. So that'll bring up second and 15 here. 7:20 left to go in the third quarter. Ball on the Auburn 39. Jeff's driving here, aided by a pass interference call a few plays ago. Nippert drops back to pass. He has a couple of guys. Now he has to scramble out, and he's going to throw it short across the middle, just off the hand of his wide receiver, Gavin Gerst. That'll bring up third down for the Jets.
On the coverage for the Bulldogs that time, Lane Jones right there on the hip of the receiver, able to keep him from making the catch.
As you mentioned here, the wind kind of picked up. The Jets will have it here in the third quarter, Auburn in the fourth. So Jets really want to kind of use that to their advantage now before they lose it in the fourth quarter. Ball at the 39 of the Bulldogs. 21-6 is the Bulldog lead over the Jets. 7:05 left to play in the third quarter here. Auburn, a big one next week. Should they win this week, they'll be undefeated in district play and taking on Syracuse. Jeff looking for their first win of the season tonight. Nippert going to come up in the gun. Ref back judge has his arm up counting down the play clock here. We'll see if the Jets can get the snap off. They do. It's a toss to Jarrett Wood. Wood's going to throw it downfield. And Wenzel there for the interception for Auburn. So, a trickery play for Fairbury ends up in Auburn hands. And we got a flag. Multiple flags fly after the play. We got some pushing and shoving and possibly a late hit here. Either way, probably going to end up in an interception for Auburn and possibly a long field to go with it.
Because Zelk ends up making the tackle. Big plays, turnovers. Our shortest touchdown, I think, of the day has been 31 yards of the four we've got on the board. Unsportsmanlike Auburn.
And you know, John, that's the second time tonight Auburn's gotten an unsportsmanlike conduct in a situation where you can't really have it that. The first one resulted in a first down. This one going to move the ball from about the 30 back inside your own 20 to about the 15. So,
Okay.
All right, and it looks like for the Bulldogs coming out here, Crew Galizia. Galizia going to come out here, and I don't know if he's the one that had the unsportsmanlike conduct, not too happy with himself on the sidelines right now. He's getting chatting a little bit with the coach here for the Bulldogs. Either way, it'll be the Bulldogs' ball on the interception, 6:57 left in the third quarter. The Jeffs trailing the Bulldogs 21-6 here in Fairbury. Ball's going to be marked at the 14-yard line, and that's where Auburn will pick it up for their second drive of the half.
Two people you generally don't win arguments with, all three. Men and stripers, coaches, and mothers. You know, you don't win those arguments.
And the Auburn Bulldog lost two of those here. All right, Wenzel in the backfield for Auburn. He's going to hand it off up the middle, and he's got nowhere to go. That is, looks like maybe Clayton Brown there for the Bulldogs. Oh, no, it's going to be Draven Lamb on the carry, but, man, he had nowhere to go. Jeffs were in the backfield right away there.
Like a red storm coming through there that time. Zelka, one of the players leading, one of the players along with Garrett Rolfs, another senior, they lead the way and push Auburn back 3 yards.
All right, so ball will be at about the 11-yard line, second and 13 for Auburn here. 6:26 to go in the third quarter. The Bulldogs lead the Jeffs 21-6. As Wenzel lines up in the backfield, he's got one back off to his right, three receivers off to his right, one to his left. He's going to roll out to the right and throw it downfield. Pass downfield, he's got a man open, and it's caught. That is Wyatt Tanner on the catch, and he's got no one going to catch him. He's all the way in. Touchdown, Auburn, a huge play, 90-yard touchdown pass for the Bulldogs.
The one defender that was with him in the coverage fell down at about the 40-yard line, giving chase. Couldn't get him tripped up, and it was all over from there.
For the Bulldogs, that's about the fifth or sixth time they've ran that fade down the sideline tonight. First time that Wenzel's been able to place it on the money, and that just ended up in the hands of Tanner. He was going to be the only one to catch it. He did. He took it 90 yards for the touchdown, pending the extra points, score 27-6 now. Becker with the kick. The kick's up and good, and that'll make the score 28-6 with 6:03 left in the third quarter. We're going to take a break, 30-second timeout. We'll be right back with more high school football. You're listening to Sunny 101.3.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. This is a time to remind everyone of the importance of early detection. Regular screenings and mammograms can save lives by catching cancer at its earliest, most treatable stages. So talk to your healthcare provider and encourage those you love to make their health a priority. Nemaha County Hospital encourages proactive healthcare and is here to support your health needs. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome you back to Fairbury, where it's time for another scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services.
It's two plays. It covers 86 yards in all for the Auburn Bulldogs. Brenton Wenzel on the home run ball down the right sideline to Wyatt Tanner, who outran the defense for the final 40 yards, an 89-yard touchdown reception. The kick is good. It's 28-6, Auburn with the lead over Fairbury.
Special thanks to our sponsor. Call Tasha Arm Connect today to protect the things that are most important to you, your home, family, farm, and future. That's Farm Bureau Financial Services and Fall City and Auburn. All right, the penalty didn't hurt the Bulldogs there. It moved them back 15, but they were able to take that one in. Long pass for the score. Becker to kick it off here, leading 28-6 is the Bulldogs. Back deep is Nick Smith and Jarek Mann. Short kick. It'll roll up to about the 30-yard line, picked up by the Jeffs, and he's going to return it down the sidelines. Going to get a pretty good gain out across the 40 to about the 42. So good starting field position here for the Jeffs.
Good job on the coverage once they got back down there. Just a little bit covering for Auburn this time. Cameron Becker and also Caden McLaughlin get the stop on the side.
So after that opening kickoff was taken back for a touchdown, we haven't seen the Bulldogs kick it in Nick Smith's area at all. It'll be first and 10 for the Jeffs here. 5:58 left in the third quarter. Nipper in the gun, couple of backs on either side of him. He's going to throw it. He drops back. Short pass out into the flat to Kazelka. Kazelka met right away. He throws off a couple of tacklers and gets a couple. Man, Kazelka able to turn nothing into a little something there for the Jeffs.
Would you say Mr. Kazelka's maybe just a little bit ticked off at the moment? He's playing hard. Tackle made by his counterpart in 26, Riley Dickerson, Bulldog linebacker.
So Gazelko was hit about 4 or 5 yards in the backfield there. He managed to get one on the play, so it'll bring up 2nd and 9 for the Jets. Ball on the 43-yard line. Jeff's moving north to south, left to right here. Nipper in the gun. He takes the snap, hands it up to Kazelka up the middle. Kazelka, 4, 5, 6, 7 yards. It'll take 3 or 4 Bulldogs to bring him down. Kazelka running hard right now.
Off the bottom of the pile for the Bulldogs defensively this time, Wyatt Tanner once again.
So that once again will cross the ball into Bulldog territory for the Jeffs. This is where their drive stalled out the last time. We'll see they can pick it up here. 3rd and 1 for Fairbury. Nipper going to come under center. He's going to take the snap and run it right up the middle on a sneak. He's going to lean across. Looks like he's going to get about 2 or 3. He's going to have enough for sure for the first down. That's twice now that the Jeffs have run that quarterback sneak for good 2 to 3 yards.
He had about 6 Bulldogs in on the tackle that time, right in the middle of that line. Just couldn't get him stopped. Good job by Nipper.
All right, with 5:11 left in the third quarter, Jeff's trailing 28-6 to the Bulldogs here. Be a good drive for the Jeffs to try to punch one in. Ball on Auburn's 47-yard line. Jeffs are driving. Nipper in the gun. He's got a back on either side. Nick Smith and Kazelka, wide receiver in motion. Here's the snap. Nipper going to roll out to his left. Bulldogs with a big rush, throw downfield, and that's going to be incomplete, just out of bounds. Bulldogs were there very quickly.
Well, they had a big rush on him, and Nipper just kept giving yardage. He threw that ball back inside his own 40 that time.
That was about a 15-yard drop there for Nipper, but Bulldogs were in the backfield quick. Incomplete pass will bring up 2nd and 10 here. Bulldogs, the bike a stop here, 4:42 left in the third quarter. Fairbury ball on the Auburn 47-yard line. Nipper going to line up in the gun once again. Couple of backs on either side, couple of receivers on either side. Here's the snap. Nipper going to run the option out to the left. He pitches it back, and that's 2. Jarrett Wood up the field. He's going to get back the lost yardage. And that'll be a gain of 1 there, gain of a couple for Wood. That'll bring up 3rd and 9 for the Jets.
Riley Dickerson again leading the way on the stop for the Bulldogs.
So the Jets having another drive here. Once they got across midfield, kind of stall out on them. 3rd and 9 from the Auburn 46. 4:09 to go in the third quarter. Jets lead 28-6. Nipper in the gun. He receives a snap. He drops back another 10, 15-yard drop. He's going to throw a screen out here to the left side. That's Jarrett Wood. Wood up the field. He's to the 40, down to about the 37-yard line. He'll be really close to a first down here. We'll see if they give it to him. Down to about the 37-yard line. They're going to mark it fourth down, but, man, it's 4th and short, and here comes that quarterback sneak. Jeff's up to the line quick. Nipper under center. He receives a snap, and I don't know that he got that one. Auburn got a huge push there on that QB sneak. So we'll see where they spot this one. I don't know that the line was ready. Nipper got the snap, but
I don't think they pushed him back without a doubt.
We'll see if they give it to him. We'll see. Maybe they might bring it out for a measurement. Here it's close, but Nipper did not move forward at all there.
They're going to eyeball it. Nope, they say it's on the ball.
And that's not totally surprising. Man, the push there from the Bulldogs was something you rarely see on a quarterback sneak. The defensive line when the trench is there. It'll be Bulldog football. So the Jets turn it over on downs on a 4th and short. They go for a quarterback sneak. Do not get it. That'll turn it over to Auburn. They'll have 1st and 10 on their own 38. 3:30 left here in the third quarter. The Bulldogs lead the Jets 28-6. And back to work for the Bulldogs is Brenton Winsell. Winsell with 3 backs there with him. He's going to fake the handoff and throw it downfield. He's got a receiver open and just overthrew his receiver there. That was Lane Jones, and Jones had a good couple of yards on his receiver, not able to haul it in.
That's one of those passes you always hear him talk about. If he could have just got a little bit of air into the ball, he threw a pretty much a line drive that time. He needed a fly ball.
and unfortunate for the Bulldogs because there was nobody going to catch Jones if he was able to reel that one in. But we'll bring up second down and 10 here. Wenzel in the gun, got one back behind him, couple receivers off to his right. He takes the snap and fakes the handoff, throws it outside. That'll be two. Clayton Brown. Brown going to run it up the field. He's got about 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 yards before he's able to be brought down. Very close to the first down, but not going to have enough. We'll bring up third down here for the Bulldogs.
Brown made the first guy miss, and that left it up to Gavin Gertis to get the stop over there, a yard and a half short of the first down.
And we haven't seen him do it a ton tonight, but Auburn up to the line quickly. Wenzel in the gun. He's going to get the snap here, hand it up off the middle, and we got some whistles. We'll see what that stoppage in play is. Looks like we got a timeout, so we're going to take a timeout with them. Timeout, Jeff. 2:57 left to go here in the third quarter. We'll be back after this 30-second break. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
You are the reason we are here. Community Medical Center, Falls City, Nebraska is more than just a hospital. We are a trusted partner of highly trained professionals providing health care for your entire family. Offering a full range of clinic and hospital services, CMC has the latest diagnostic and treatment options, helping you live a healthier life. Serving others, caring with compassion, making a difference. That's our mission and that's our commitment at Community Medical Center, Falls City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to our Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3, sponsored by Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber, your hometown building partner, building more than just projects, building community. 2:57 left to go here in the third quarter. Auburn drawn the drive again. Kind of broken this one open up 28-6 on the Jets. They got the ball out near the 50 at their own 46-yard line, and that's where we'll pick things up. It's a third and short, so a big play here for the Jeff. They can get a stop and get the ball back. Auburn wants that first down and keep driving. Wenzel going to kick us off on the gun. He's got a back behind him, couple receivers off to his left. He hands it off. Up the middle is Clayton Brown. Brown to the outside. He makes a man miss. He's down to about the 35-30. He runs over somebody and out of bounds. Clayton Brown, huge run there for the Bulldogs. And, man, he ran that Jeff over and just kept chugging.
I don't think he's big enough to do that, but he did. The guy ended up getting the tackle. I believe that was Brody Prowitz. Ended up with the contact to put him off balance just enough.
Bulldogs up to the line quickly. Wenzel in the gun. He takes the snap. He's going to run the option, pitch it out to Draven Lamb. Lamb up the field. He's going to have 4, 5, 6 yards, and Auburn really starting to establish themselves on the ground here, and we know the Bulldogs like to do it. That'll pick another good first gain on first down.
Trace Guzman in on the stop there for the Bulldogs, or excuse me, for the Jeffs that time, but we got a flag on the play.
And a holding call looks like on the Bulldogs. We'll move them back. So that'll negate the nice first down run there for Draven Lamb. Move them back about 10 yards. So ball's going to be spotted at the 37-yard line of Fairbury. Auburn on the drive here, 2:36 left in the third quarter. Auburn driving right to left. Their white jerseys with red pants. Wenzel in the gun. He takes the snap, hands it off up the middle. And another good run here on first down for the Bulldogs. So the Bulldogs really starting to establish the run, that one, by Wyatt Tanner.
Off the bottom of the pile that time, it's going to be the up guy. It's going to be Garrett Rolfson there along with Rene Monteroso for the Jeffs.
Bulldogs up to the line quick again. Wenzel in the gun. One back off to his right. He's going to roll to his right and throw it downfield. He's got another man open. And, oh, good coverage there for the Jeff. He was looking for Tabor Rademacher there on the fade down the right side. But some pretty good coverage there for the Jeffs downfield.
Deep man backer that time is C.J. Goki. Incomplete on the long pass.
So that'll bring up third and long here for the Bulldogs, and what's likely a going for it on fourth down situation. So really kind of an open playbook here for the Bulldogs. Yes, third and 12. Ball's at the Fairbury 29, it appears. So Auburn, third and 12 from Fairbury's 29. They're driving. Wenzel in the gun. Here takes the snap, hands it up off the middle. That'll be Clayton Brown again. Brown going to pick up two or three before he's hit, and that'll bring up fourth down for the Bulldogs.
Leading the tackling again, this time for the Jets, Jamison Wright, 190-pounder.
About down to the 25. We'll say it's at the 26 of the Jets. Fourth and nine here for the Bulldogs. Of course, a go-for-it situation would be a big stop for the Jets. We'll see if they can get it. Wenzel in the gun. Couple of receivers off to his right, one to his left, one back behind. He's going to drop back to pass. Big rush here for the Jets up the middle. He's got a man wide open in the middle. Unfortunately, just off of his hands, let him a little too much. That pass intended for Wyatt Tanner, but just a little too far out of Tanner's reach.
Pretty good coverage that time by the defense, but Tanner couldn't stretch out quite far enough to catch up on the pass a little low off to the side. So we go now to Jeff's football.
So it'll be a turnover on downs for the Bulldogs. They still lead 28-6. 1:16 left to go here in the third quarter. Jeff's going to have to put together a little something special. They have their one touchdown, but that was on a kick return. Haven't been able to move the ball great tonight. We'll see if they can get it going here. Nipper in the gun. He's got one back with him. One receiver off to each side. Here's the snap. Pitch it out to Nick Smith. Smith trying to get to the outside. He's not going to get there. That's going to be maybe got back to the line of game or the line of scrimmage there. Maybe. Just nowhere to go for Smith.
Tell you what, for the Bulldogs, a couple of guys all over the place defensively. Kate McLaughlin again and Riley Dickerson. They are making a lot of stops.
Officially going to be a loss of one on the play for the Jets. Ball spotted at the 26-yard line. 44 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Jeff looking for a much-needed score. Nipper in the gun. Couple of backs on either side. He takes a snap and rolls out to the right. He's got a receiver downfield. Looks him off. Nipper going to take off and run it here. He's got some room. He's going to get it out across the 30 to about the 32. And that was quite a play for Nipper. He waved off his receiver and then just took off running.
Ran a long way. Sometimes the best thing you can do is preserve yourself and run out of bounds, which he did that time.
So that'll stop the clock here with 27 seconds left in the third quarter. It'll be third and four for Fairbury. And, you know, not a situation where you want to give the ball right back to Auburn here. And you do need a couple of scores here for the Jets. So big play coming up here for the Jets. Ball on the 34-yard line. Nipper in the gun. He takes the snap, hands it up off up the middle to Kazelka. Kazelka out across the 35 to about the 37, and that should be enough for the first down. They're going to wave the chain, and it'll be a first down for the Jets. 22 seconds left here in the quarter.
Draven Lamb trips up the running back for the Bulldogs. 16 seconds and counting down here in the third quarter. I think they're going to get one more off here if they hurry.
Jeff's going to try to run a play. They're up to the line with 7 seconds left. Nippert in the gun. Couple of backs. He's going to send one in motion. That's Kazelka. Nippert receives a snap. He's going to drop back about 5 yards. Nowhere to go. He throws it out to Nick Smith out of the backfield just over Smith's head. That'll be an incomplete pass on first down, and that'll take us to the end of the third quarter. So the Bulldogs of Auburn lead the Jeffs 28-6 here at the end of the third quarter. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. After this short timeout, you're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
This sports season, don't forget to stop by Arbor Manor in Auburn. Our gazebo is open before every home football game, so grab a drink, soak in the energy, and get ready to cheer on the Bulldogs. You can also treat yourself to our famous prime rib specials every Friday and Saturday. Whether you're visiting Southeast Nebraska or cheering on the visiting team, our cozy motel is ready to welcome you any day of the week. From laid-back bites in the lounge to hand-cut steaks in our formal dining room, Arbor Manor is where families gather and guests feel at home.
It's Friday Night Lights, and Mead Lumber is proud to bring you the game of the week. From the first snap to the final buzzer, we're building more than projects. We're building community. Whether you're upgrading your home, tackling a big build, or just need the right tools for the job, Mead Lumber has you covered. Cheer loud, play hard, and remember, when it comes to quality service and hometown pride, Mead Lumber is right here, building community with you from design to finish.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to February. We're getting set for fourth quarter action here. The Bulldogs lead the Jeffs 28-6. As we get set to start the fourth quarter, Nippert will take the snap from the gun. He's got a couple of backs with him. They're both going to block Nippert. Looking for a receiver downfield. Can't find anybody. Still can't find anybody. Throws it way downfield. That'll be out of bounds. And smart play there for Nippert just to get rid of that one.
Now the Jeffs are thrown against that wind, Dylan, has picked up. It looks like one of the flags considerably since early part of the ball game.
And really a nice night for high school football down here in February. Temperatures in the mid-60s. A lot better than those 90-degree temperatures last week.
And we're sitting here with the air conditioner on in the press box.
All right, 3rd and 10 for the Jeffs. They're at their own 37-yard line. 11:51 to go here in the fourth quarter. Jeffs down by 22 here, so they're going to need a couple of scores to get back into this one. And it'll probably have to start with this drive. Nippert going to take the snap in the gun. Couple of backs with them. Couple of receivers off to either side. He sends Kazelka in motion. Here's a snap. Nippert drops back. He's looking downfield, trying to find somebody. He throws out for Kazelka. Kazelka tries to come back for it, unable to haul it in. Pretty good defense there for the Bulldogs. Off of Kazelka's hands, and that'll bring up fourth down here for the Jeffs.
Downfield on the coverage, Wyatt Tanner again. I just didn't expect we would get into a throwing game like this when we came up here doing it. I thought there'd be more running, probably by both teams, but that's not the case tonight.
All right, 11:44 left here in the fourth quarter. Jeffs are going to punt it away. Jarrett Wood to punt for the Jeffs. Back for the Bulldogs, it looks like Clayton Brown. Here's the punt. Brown's just going to let that one drop, and that was actually Lane Jones. Jones lets that one drop. It rolls down to the Auburn 30-yard line, and that's where we'll pick things up here for the Bulldogs.
Auburn 1st and 10 with 11:34 to go in the fourth quarter. Here in Fairbury tonight, I'm John Nix along with Dylan Hendricks. Jeff Nichols running the control board for us. Sunny studio as we get ready here. Or an important drive for Auburn. They would not mind. They want to score. They sure wouldn't mind probably running a little bit of clock here, Dylan.
It wouldn't surprise me at all to see Auburn, you know, really go back to that run here. They've had some success with it. A big touchdown run last time out. Wenzel with the snap. He's actually going to throw it on first down here. He looks downfield, and the pass is going to be just off the hands. That one looks like it's intended for a Krugelitzia, maybe? Lane Jones.
Pretty close to being pass interference. Fairbury defender got up there just as the ball was arriving. They're going to say, nope, no interference. So bring up 2nd and 10.
That was Kruglitzia, the 5 and the 9 really.
Yes.
Kind of blend together there. But
Willie mix in the 8.
Yes. So incomplete pass to Glitzia. They're on first down for Auburn. Surprised to see him throw it on first down.
Well, they got the win now.
Bring up 2nd and 10 on the 31. 11:26 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Wenzel in the gun. He has a man in motion. He's going to hand it off to that man in motion, Clayton Brown. Brown around the left side. He's still at his feet. He's out across the 40. Out to about the 44-yard line. That'll be a first down here for the Bulldogs.
Brown's about as quick a back as I've seen this year. Got an injured Jeff on the player that made the tackle is down over there. We'll find out who that is here in a moment. 11:18 on the clock. It's 28-6. Auburn with the lead. We'll take a... he's going to get up right away. So, now all the teams went to the side. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be back in Fairbury after this 30-second timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Fairbury. 11 minutes left in the fourth quarter here. Auburn and Fairbury both back on the field fairly quickly here. And so Clayton Brown with a run there for about 6 yards. Auburn going to go quick. Wentzel back in the gun. So it'll be second and four. Ball at the 49. Wentzel going to toss it out to Brown again. Brown trying to find some room on that left side. Fairbury, great job of stretching that one out. Brown's not going to get many, if any. He might have lost one there even. So great job there for Fairbury to stretch that run out.
It's going to be Nick Smith over there in the defensive back spot coming up to help make the stop this time for the Fairbury Jets.
So Auburn will lose one on the play. That'll bring up third and about five here for the Bulldogs. Bulldogs on their 48. But driving here in the fourth, Wentzel in the gun. He's got one back behind him, couple receivers off to his left. Bringing Brown in motion again. He's going to hand this one off up the middle. That's Draven Lamb. Lamb to the outside. He looks like he may have enough for the first down. Broke a tackle there. Tackle got to him before he got to the line of gain, but appears he's going to get out to about the 45-yard line of Fairbury. That'll be a first down, or 46 of Fairbury. That'll be a first down for the Bulldogs. And they're up to the line quick. Wentzel in the gun. He takes the snap. He drops back to pass. Fairbury with a pretty good rush downfield. Not very many white jerseys down there. A lot of Fairbury jerseys. Good coverage. That pass going to drop incomplete. It'll bring up second and 10.
Jared Hans almost broke that up. Got the interception. Almost tipped it to a teammate there.
Tanner was the intended receiver for the Bulldogs. Pass fortunate to find the grass.
Looks like Auburn's got running back just a little shaken, maybe out of breath. That Draven Land. He's been over with his hands on his knees. The official comes up to ask if he's okay. He shakes him off and go.
All right, Wentzel in the gun. He's got one behind him. He's going to hand it off to Lamb. Lamb up the middle. He cuts it back. He's out across the 40 down to the 35-yard line. That should be good for another Bulldog first down. And Auburn has to really like the way they're establishing the run on this possession.
He might have been playing possum there. He got up and took that run, a good hard run right up the middle, all the way down to the 35. And they're starting to wear out the Jets defense.
And Lamb going to come off here. He looks like he's, like you said, he might be a little shaken up. He managed to pick up, you know, a good 12 yards on that play, but he tired or shaken up, not for sure here. Also off the field is Clayton Brown for the Bulldogs. So the Bulldogs starting to go a little deeper into their bench. Wentzel in the gun. That's the man in motion. He takes the snap. He's going to hand it off up the middle. That's Riley Dickerson. Dickerson out across the 30 down to about the 25-yard line. Going to be just short of the first down. It'll bring up second down and one.
A pretty good night on the defense is Renee Monterosso. We're getting a lot of noise coming from the studio again here in our headsets, fellas.
Second one here for the Bulldogs. Wentzel in the gun. He's got one behind him. 8:37 left to go in the fourth quarter. He hands it off up the middle. No, he takes the handoff. Throws out quick and a big hit for the Jeff. That pass intended for Isaiah Moyer, but man, there was a Jeff there right away.
DJ, being the senior, just about cut a Bulldog there.
Oh, man, and Isaiah Moyer, he was up there when Doking laid the boom on him. So that'll bring up third short for the Bulldogs. Third and one from the 26 of the Jeffs. Bulldogs driving.
Third.
Up 28-6 on the Jeffs. 8:32 left here in the fourth quarter. We're in Fairbury, Nebraska. Auburn Bulldogs taking on the Fairbury Jeffs. The Bulldogs moving left to right, north to south. Wentzel in the gun. He's got one back with him. He takes the snap. He's going to hand it off to that back. Up the middle, and he should, with forward progress, get the first down. That's Riley Dickerson again. And they are going to give it to him. Got just enough on the forward progress before being pushed back for the first down.
On the stop, once again, Garrett Rolfs for the Bulldogs, or for the Jets, excuse me.
So for the Bulldogs here, Draven Lamb on the sidelines. He's sitting on the bench getting something looked at. Clayton Brown was also out here, and so the Bulldogs down to Riley Dickerson in the backfield. He's behind Wentzel. He's going to take the handoff again. He's going to try to go up the middle. Nothing doing on that one. He may have gotten a yard, but that'll be about it.
again, just the whole middle of the defense is collapsing in there. So they run it up the middle, they get a good stop there. But as we said, the Jeff defense starting to look a little worn here late in this ballgame with 7:40 and the clock winding down.
You know, some good experience here for Dickerson. He hasn't had a ton of carries tonight, but one thing you don't want to see for Auburn heading into that big game next week is injuries. So we'll see what happens here with Lamb. All right, one back behind Wenzel. That's Dickerson. He fakes the handoff, throws downfield. Pretty good defense there for the Jeffs. It looked like it went off the helmet there of the intended receiver. That looks like Kruglitzia.
It was Nick Smith, the senior. Did a lot of the ball carrying tonight for Fairbury, and he got in there and got his hand or helmet both, possibly knocked that ball loose.
And that was actually Tabor Rademacher, so ball right off of Rademacher's face mask, and fortunate there because that one popped back up into the air that nobody was there to intercept it. Third and 10 here for the Bulldogs. They're driving, though. Ball at the 24 of the Jeffs, 7:15 left in the fourth quarter. Auburn holds a 28-6 lead. Wenzel in the gun. He's got one back behind him. Looks like Clayton Brown is back in there. He's going to take the handoff around the left side. A host of Jeffs there, and another big hit for the Jeffs. Brown picked up a couple before he, too, was laid out there.
That was the 13th play of the drive. Kozelka on another stop here for the Fairbury Jeffs.
All right, it'll bring up 4th and 10 here for the Bulldogs. Not really a punting situation. Probably too long for a field goal attempt, so up 28-6. Bulldogs going to go for it here. Ball's at the 24-yard line of the Jeffs. Auburn in their white tops, red pants. They come up to the line. Wenzel in the backfield. He's got two backs with him. Couple of receivers off to either side. He's going to drop back to pass. Here comes the Fairbury rush down the field. He throws into cover, and it's intercepted. Fairbury with the interception, taking it out across the 35, out to about the 40-yard line for the Jeff. That looks like Brody Prolet. Trace Guzman. Was it Guzman or Goking on the interception?
I think it was Goking, number 6.
Okay. So Goking with a nice read there from the safety position. He gets the interception and able to return about 30 yards out to about the 38-yard line.
Auburn took more than 5 minutes off the clock there with that 13-play drive before they turn it over, so at least they got the clock running down toward the end.
So Nippert going to take control of the offense here for Fairbury. He's going to go under center. Couple of backs behind him. 6:16 left in the fourth quarter. Fairbury going to definitely need a score. He pitches it out to Nick Smith. Smith around the right side. He's got a couple of blockers in front of him. He's out across the 40 to about the 42. Gain of about 4 on first down.
It sounds like I only know the one name, but again on the stop for the Bulldogs this time, getting out there from his defensive line spot is Caden McLaughlin.
Be second down here for the Jeffs. The Jeffs trail 28-6. 5:49 left here in the fourth quarter. Nippert going to be in the gun this time. He's got a couple of backs on either side, a couple of receivers on either side. He takes the snap. He's going to hand it up off the middle. Nowhere to go there. That looks like Kozelka. But it looks like he's going to be stopped. Again, no gain there. It'll bring up third down and 5.
He ran into Caden McLaughlin.
So McLaughlin having a nice night on D right now for the Bulldogs. Bulldogs would like to get, you know, a stop here, maybe get the ball back and have another possession heading into a big game next week with Syracuse. De facto district championship. Both teams going to be undefeated after tonight in the district. Nippert in the gun. He sends Kozelka in motion. He takes a snap and rolls out to the left. He's looking downfield. Nobody there. He's going to take off and run. And really good hustle there out of the linebacker position for the Bulldogs. A Nipper not going to gain, but maybe a yard there.
Dickerson chased him down and got a shoulder on him and pushed him out of bounds. Short of the first down, didn't get anything. Guess no gain on the play. It's a big week all the way around for Auburn. They've got district softball tomorrow. We've got cross-country districts next Wednesday. Of course, the Auburn girls having another fantastic season, our coach Mark Oliver. who I believe is still the only coach in Nebraska with a state football championship and a state cross-country championship on his resume during his career. That'd be my guess.
So Jeff's going to punt it away here on fourth down. Jarrett Wood back to punt. Jeff's faked the punt again. They snap it to the back. He's going to throw up the middle. It's an interception for now, but Hankey comes down on the field.
Draven Lamb got the interception, and just as he hit the ground, the flag flew.
So we'll see what the penalty is here. The Jeffs ran that fake punt. If you remember, a little while back, a couple of drives back, they managed to get a pass interference call that allowed them on a first down and to retain possession. Unfortunately, this one going to go against the Jeffs, an illegal man downfield. So the interception will stand. Bulldogs going to take the ball with 4:40 left here in the fourth quarter and a 28-6 lead. Likely going to lead to a big-time matchup next week in Auburn. Auburn hosting Syracuse. Both teams undefeated in district play. Syracuse undefeated on the season. And the winner of that one likely going to be the winner of the district and punch their ticket to the state playoffs. All right. Auburn with the ball now. Wenzel in the backfield. He's going to hand it off to Brown. Brown up the middle. Out across 50. Ball comes out. There's a fight for it. Couple of Jeffs there and a Bulldog. We'll see who comes out with it. They're going to give it to Fairbury. So, unfortunate for the Bulldogs.
Jeffs had the first best shot at it, and then Auburn looked like they might steal it back. The lead on the recovery that time is going to be Gavin Gertz for the Jeffs.
All right, so that's a one-play drive for the Bulldogs that ends in a fumble, gives the ball back to the Jeffs, and, you know, while probably not going to do much in the win-loss column here, score 28-6, still not something you want to see as the Bulldogs. You want to really kind of put the nail in the coffin. Unfortunately, they can't, and it'll be Jeff's football. Nipper in the gun, ball's out near the 50. He hands it up the middle to Nick Smith. Smith, shifty. Hit in the backfield, but he's going to be able to pick up about five or six there. Great job by Nick Smith, the 130-pound senior.
I'm really not sure how he got out of the backfield. The tackle is going to be made down the field by Draven Lamb for the Bulldogs.
You know, Nick Smith's so small there, it's tough to see him when he's running around all the linemen, both offense and defense, and then you see little number two squirt out there. What was going to be a loss of four turned into a gain of five. So second and five, ball's on the 47 out across the 50, once again into Bulldog territory for the Jeffs. They haven't been able to capitalize, though, tonight. Snap, hand off up the middle. That one to Kazelka. Kazelka going to maybe get back to the line of scrimmage, maybe might have even lost a yard there.
Riley Dickerson piling up in the middle that time for the Bulldogs, along with Shane Hanley.
So I think the Jeffs have had it in Auburn territory three or four times the second half, but they haven't been able to punch one in. Their lone touchdown coming on the opening kick of the second half. They took that one back for a touchdown. So we'll see if they can finally punch one in. Nipper takes a snap out of the gun. He's going to throw it. He throws it downfield. He's got a man open, but just, well, 10 yards over the head of his intended receiver. That one's going to be incomplete and bring up fourth down.
Big credit tonight to the Auburn Bulldog defense. There are 6 points on the board for Fairbury, as we said. That came on the opening kickoff of the second half. So the Bulldog defense has given up no points tonight, and they've only given up 44 yards on the ground.
Fourth down here for the Jeffs. 3:03 left in the fourth quarter. Auburn leads Fairbury 28-6. The Jeffs likely going to go for it here. They need three scores just to get back to even here, plus a two-point conversion. Nipper in the gun. He's got a couple of backs with him. Wide receiver on each side. Fourth and five, ball out across the 50. Sends Kazelka in motion. Takes a snap, rolls out to the right. He's going to run it. No, now he's going to throw it. He throws it downfield, and it looks like it bounced. Yeah, it bounced up to his receiver. That's going to be incomplete, and it'll be a turnover on downs. Ball goes back to the Bulldogs with 2:55 left in the game.
So Auburn will have the ball now at their own 47-yard line. with 2:55 left to go in this ball game. Last possession, they took about 5.5 minutes off the clock. They'd like to take 2.5 or 2:55 off the clock right now.
Looks like the Bulldogs are going to leave Wenzel in at quarterback and try to get a little bit more playing time for that first-string offense. Wenzel in the gun. He's got one back behind him, couple of receivers off to his right. He's going to take the snap and hand it off up the middle. Gain of about 3 for Draven Lamb there for the Bulldogs.
Lamb did a nice job just running up in there and getting some yardage again. Stop is going to be made by Kozelka in there on the play for the Jets.
Good to see Lamb back in there for the Bulldogs. He was over on the bench about 8 minutes ago early here in the fourth quarter. The Bulldogs were actually down to their third-string running back, Riley Dickerson, there for a little bit, but Lamb back in there getting some more carries. Looks like he's going to have Clayton Brown behind him this time. Wenzel in the gun, Brown behind him. Couple receivers off to the right. He's going to toss it out to Brown. Brown going to try to get some room on the outside. We got a flag. Brown down the field. I have a feeling this one's coming back. Nobody's going to catch Brown. He's in for the touchdown pending the flag.
It's a big hold in the backfield.
But that one was a quick flag for the white hat. A holding penalty on Auburn, and that'll negate the touchdown. And John, you weren't going to miss that flag. That one flew about 30 yards in the air.
It was a good toss.
It was a heck of a toss there for the official.
It was just about as easy to see the hole from up here that time as well, right there in the backfield as he turned the corner.
So that negates about a 52, 53-yard touchdown run. For Clayton Brown, that'll move Auburn back 10 yards. It'll be second and 18. Ball at the 39 of Auburn. 2:01 left in the fourth quarter. Auburn still holds the lead, 28-6. Wenzel in the gun. He's got Lamb behind him. Brown coming in motion. Hand off to Lamb up the middle. Lamb's going to have 2-3 before he's met by Osa Jessen. Lamb breaks out of there. Lamb out across the 50. Oh, if he could have kept his feet, there was nobody there. I think he broke about 4 or 5 tackles, but it looked like a 50-yard line just tripped him up.
He did well. He got out of there. It looked like he was going to be gang-tackled and snapped through it. And all the way out to the midfield stripe, a gain of 11.
So a strong run there for Lamb after what looked like he was only going to pick up 1 or 2. Bring up 3rd and 7 here. Ball marked at the 50-yard line. So we'll see what Auburn decides to do here. 1:23 left. They're going to take their time. Holding a 28-6 lead here in Fairbury. Wenzel going to take the snap in the gun. He's got Clayton Brown there behind him. Couple of receivers off to the right side here. He's going to hand it off to Brown up the middle. Brown picks up about 4 or 5. He's going to be met at the 45-yard line of Fairbury. He'll bring up 4th down.
Once again, a pile of tacklers in the middle. It looked like Tracy Guzman, the junior, leading the way. It's 4th and 2.
Auburn going to let the clock roll down here. 40 seconds away from their 3rd win in a row and an undefeated district record. A big game next week in Auburn. Auburn and Syracuse. Both teams undefeated in district play. Syracuse undefeated overall. Winner of that one punched their ticket to the state playoffs. Brenton Wenzel in the gun. He stands at about the 50. Waiting for back judge to count it down. He hands it off to Brown. Brown around the left side. He's out to the 40 before he's met by a host of Jeffs. That'll give the Bulldogs a first down and likely end our game tonight with 10 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Auburn going to let this one roll down. Clock still stopped here waiting for the spot. Now he winds it. 7 seconds, 6. The time ticks down. So Auburn, a 28-6 win on the road in Fairbury. Started the year 0-4. They are now 3-4 after that win over the Jeffs tonight. We're going to take a 2-minute break here and come back and recap the game here in Fairbury tonight. The Bulldogs take down the Jeffs 28-6. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
Hello, this is Brent Meyer with Meyer Arc Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer for over 20 years. Meyer Art would like to wish good luck to all area schools and athletes. If you are in need of a new or used vehicle or service, check us out at MeyerCars.com. With low overhead and no dock fees, means you will get a great deal every time. One thing that still stands true is Chevrolet is the heartbeat of America. So remember, MeyerCars.com, where you will get more mileage.
Visit us at FastSolutions.com to learn more.
Global presence with small town spirit.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Fairbury and our Mead Lumber Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3, where the Bulldogs of Auburn improve their record to 3-4. They take down the Jeffs tonight, 28-6. Fairbury falls to 0-7 on the year. And here to recap the scoring is John Nixon.
Second half scoring, we had three touchdowns after we were off 14-0 at halftime. Auburn with the lead, but Fairbury comes out, they return the opening kickoff. Nick Smith returned 75 yards for a touchdown to make it 14-6 as the point after try was no good. Auburn followed that up immediately. Well, just less than a minute to go, 50 seconds later, on a 34-yard touchdown run by Clayton Brown, a two-play 52-yard drive, kicked good to make it 21-6. Then with 6:03 to go in the third quarter, it's an 89-yard pass from Brenton Wenzel to Wyatt to Tanner. Two plays, 86 yards. The kick good again, 28-6, and that wrapped up our scoring. All of it coming with 6:03 to go in the third quarter. After that, a scoreless game. Auburn with the win to improve to 3-4 on the season. Our game brought to you tonight by our presenting sponsor, Mead Lumber. They are building more than projects. They are building community. Dylan?
So for the Bulldogs, as you heard, 3-4 record, heading into their big-time showdown with Syracuse next week in Auburn. You'll be able to hear that one right here on Sunny 101.3 next Friday, the de facto district championship game. Both teams undefeated in the district. Auburn, winners of three in a row. Syracuse, undefeated on their season. It's a Fairbury team that's still hunting for their first win of the year. The Jeffs played well again early. A couple of mental mistakes gave Auburn short fields that allowed them their first couple of touchdowns. The Jeffs, though, with a couple of winnable games coming up. They take on Nebraska City next week, and then they'll wrap up their season with Fall City right here in Fairbury. So a couple of winnable games coming up for the Jeffs, and for Auburn, a big one next week.
It will be fun for the Bulldogs next week, and they will take on, set again, the Syracuse Rockets team they're very familiar with. So, from Fairbury tonight, your final score, 28-6. Auburn with the win. They're now 3-4. Fairbury 0-7 on the season. And that's going to wrap our coverage here at Fairbury tonight. For Dylan Hendricks and Jeff Nichols, I'm John Nixon. Good night, everybody.